Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are live right here, finally, for the show that you've all been waiting for. My thoughts on WrestleMania 33, since I wasn't able to do it when I got back because I got real sick and was able to come on, I know, a couple times last week to do Raw and SmackDown, but now you're finally going to hear my reaction and my thoughts from the show of shows, which happened, well, about 3 weeks ago now. But before we get into the WrestleMania 33 discussion here, we're going to hear from the man himself, Mr. EC3, right there. Mr. EC3, the two-time TNA Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion, Ethan Carter III. We're going to hear from him. And then I will be right back on with you guys to, give my thoughts as to, how I feel about everything and introduce my guest and all that good stuff. So I'll be right back with you and, only take a few seconds. Enjoy. And here's EC3, everybody.
Of TNA Wrestling, and you are so very fortunate because you are watching Beyond the Ring with Big T.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We just heard from the man himself. So, first off, what I want to tell you guys is, hey, I'm Big T here with you, and I got a couple special guests. I got my co-host Wags here tonight.
Yo.
So how's it going?
It's going.
It's all about that championship, brother.
Oh, yeah. Rubbing it nice. Same fly. The superstar.
And we also got Sage here along with us, too.
How's yo, it going? Yo, what's going on, everybody?
It's good to have you here, man.
Finally, let's get this show on the way, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk WrestleMania and give everybody what they've been dying to hear from us for 3 weeks.
Yeah, the wait.
Long overdue, but you know what? Good things come to those who wait.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you want me to run down the card, or is Wags going to do it? Who's going to do it? Me?
Yeah, I guess you can do it, Sage. Let's just start, do the matches in order and start from, pre-show up to main event.
Alright, so, I just pulled it up on Wikipedia. So, we have the first match of the night, which was on the pre-show. We have the Cruiserweight Championship match with the Cruiserweight Champion Adrian Neville versus Austin Aries. Your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you. I know I predicted in the prediction that Austin Aries would win. I thought they would give him the win, but, I turned out to be wrong on that one. I think Aries will still get his push eventually, but I got to say, Neville and Aries did have an incredible match that I think was... It should have been on the main card. I mean,
it should have.
And not only was it on the pre-show, but it was the very first match of the pre-show. It was the first match of the night.
Mhm.
And wow, great match, but in like the worst spot that you could possibly put it in. But Neville looking like a beast.
How about you, Matt?
I couldn't agree more, man. It was nice to see. But putting in first match was not good for me. I'd say maybe second or third, but I give Neville and his fair respect, yes. But I'm still an AA fan. Sorry, Sage.
Oh man, I've been a Neville fan since his NXT days, back when he was the NXT champ, and he's had phenomenal matches with the likes of Sami Zayn and Tyler Breeze and Tyson Kidd. So I was 100% behind Neville, and not to take anything away from Austin Aries, but they did have a really good match, especially for an opener for a show. But my belief is that if you have a championship that should be on the main show. I don't care who you are. I don't care how high or low you are on the card. If you hold the championship title, you need to be on the main show. But that being said, the match is over in 15 minutes and 40 seconds. Neville got the victory. Red Arrow, 1-2-3. Neville retains.
Thank God they at least got 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, hey, it's a 7-hour show, right? Or 5-hour and 40-minute show, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, our second match, which was on the pre-show, was the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. 33 men, not 30, 33 men. And we had Mojo Rawley picking up the victory by eliminating Jinder Mahal in 14 minutes and 7 seconds. Your thoughts?
Well, for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, let me tell you something. It, of course, it's, you know, throwaway. It's kind of garbage time. It doesn't really elevate. Doesn't really elevate anybody or anything. You know, in the grand scheme of things, like we thought it would when it was first introduced. But I gotta tell you, for some reason, this Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, I think, was the best one that they've had yet.
Just being able
to see Gronk get in there and take out Jinder Mahal,
You're being biased because you were there live. You're being biased as hell, bro.
I've been there live for every Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
We know this one was hot garbage. Hot garbage.
It was Gronk, man.
I can't stress enough. This match was absolute dog shit. And the fact that Jinder's actually number one contender for the WWE Championship right now, like, I just... That's all. Like, I have nothing to say about this. This is horrible, bro.
For me, if Gronk wouldn't have been involved, then the match would have been absolute dog shit.
Oh my God. It made it worse that he was involved. To me, it made Mojo Rawley's victory seems like a fucking fluke. If you ask me.
I'm glad that Gronkowski took that spotlight, man. I want him to be a superstar in WWE one day.
Please, God, no. God, no.
The 3-point stance and the boom tackle, baby.
Oh, my God. So you want him to be another, what's his name? Lawrence Taylor, was it? From WrestleMania?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, LT. My God. One of the worst WrestleManias in history, next to nine? Nah, man, nah. Go ahead, Wags. You go ahead, Wags, before I start destroying.
I agree with you, Sage. I couldn't deal with Gronk being there. I just couldn't. If I was sent by T, he'd probably have the biggest, you know what, on him. Grin. I'll be clean. I'll be clean for now because we're only early, but he's probably like, where's the camera? Selfie!
Listen, man. Maybe you guys liked it because you guys are sports fans or NFL fans or Patriots fans or whatever. I don't give a fuck about any sport unless it's mixed martial arts or professional wrestling. You guys know this. I've stressed this more than enough on this channel. I don't give a fuck about Mojo Rawley. I don't care about Jinder Mahal. They shouldn't have been the last two. See, at least, even though WrestleMania 32 was a horrible fucking pay-per-view, at least they used the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal to elevate Baron Corbin. You know? At least people look at him in a different light. Holy shit, this guy just came up from NXT and he already fucking won a big major match? Cool. Mojo Rawley is garbage. And he's done absolutely nothing unless he's been with Zack Ryder. And I hated them as the hypers. I hated them as well as a team.
Yeah.
And individually, I can't stand either one of them. But the fact that Mojo won, it just baffles my mind as to what WWE really sees in this guy. Because he's an ex-fucking football player? Who gives a fuck? So is half the fucking roster ex-football players. And they don't give a shit.
Baron Corbin's an ex-football player.
Yeah, but Baron has presence. He has a commanding presence. When he's in the fucking ring, his moveset is crazy. That deep six, especially when he hit on AJ Styles, fucking amazing. His fucking tattoos, he has presence, his theme song. He makes you want, he has that quote unquote it factor that when you tune into wrestling, you fucking, this is what you do. You have the remote net, you fucking put that shit down because Baron Corbin is in the ring. And I don't even fucking like Baron Corbin, to be honest with you. But you know
that's
what?
Retro.
Yeah, Corbin over fucking Mojo Rawley, in my opinion.
Now we
know all I have to say about that.
Now we know who's happy about Mojo getting the win, our buddy Buggin.
Oh my god, yeah, he's definitely.
He got hype big time.
Oh, he got, he's staying hype for this, right? Listen.
He loves Mojo.
From the people that I saw in the Battle Royale, the two people that I wanted to win the most, and you guys are probably going to give me shit for it, but fucking Tyler Breeze. I love Tyler Breeze. I love his gimmick. I like the whole Prince Pretty. I hate the stupid fashion piece. That's stupid. But the Prince Pretty, yeah, with the selfie stick, and that shit is amazing. It's amazing. And it was so over in NXT. And the only other guy was, his name in NXT is Dillian Kane, but I know him as Big Damo, which is, yep, that big behemoth looking guy with a giant freaking beard who's a member of Sanity. I think one of them two should have won it. Those are just my opinions. I like them both, and it really did nothing for Mojo Rawley, to be honest with you.
No, I felt like I was watching Powerpuff Girls with it.
Oh my god, it was
Mojo really... Jojo over here. God.
he's garbage. But moving on to the last match in the WrestleMania 33 pre-show, it was the Intercontinental Champion, your boy Dean Ambrose, defeated Baron Corbin in 10 minutes and 55 seconds. Your thoughts?
This match, I mean, really only one word comes to mind. Disappointing. Disappointing. I mean, there could have been so much more out of this. You know, I was expecting this to get at least a mid-card spot on the WrestleMania main card. I figured it was a beautiful match to slide right in the middle there. And, you know, they really could have built it up with the storyline that they already had, but it's like they just took it and they threw it all away for the sake of the pre-show, and they bumped the SmackDown Women's Championship up to the main show instead, which didn't really do anything except get a big pop for Naomi at the end, like we'll discuss later, but this match could have been so much more, but just disappointing in the end, to say the least.
Wags?
It's a BLT. Why? Because it was pathetic. My one word is for it, why? Why put it there? Why? It's the bacon less tomato for me right there. That tomato got squashed, and the lettuce got soggy, and the bacon wasn't done right. It was a good match, don't get me wrong, but bad timing. I think I was T or even Bugging Wise. I asked him, I was like, is this really happening? Or right after it happened, I asked him, I was like, yeah, I called Bugging. I was like, seriously?
Yeah,
right. I mean, do I like Dean? Yeah. Do I still like Dean? Hell yeah. Well, I respect Dean, yeah, but I wish he would have kind of like had a better match than what they did.
Dean has gotten the shaft two WrestleManias in a row.
Yeah.
Two WrestleManias in a row. And three if you count 31, but at least 31 was on the main card and not on the pre-show. And the fact that they view the Intercontinental Championship this low on the totem pole, it fucking baffles my mind. You know?
Yeah, this is your second biggest title, so they call it, in the company.
In my opinion, it's more important than the Universal Championship, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree.
It's WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And, yes, it is the World Heavyweight Championship because it says it on the fucking title. I don't care how many times they want to change the name. It's WWE World Heavyweight Championship. It says it on it. And the IC Championship is even more important than the Universal. And to me, it was a mediocre match. They even got less time than the fucking Battle Royal match did, which was baffling. It's absolutely baffling that they would do this. But to me, it's more or less how they view Dean rather than how they view the championship.
Yeah, they just view Dean as a piece of garbage almost. Is what it seems.
Yeah,
I think because I'm in that heat watching hardcore match again.
I think Dean is in due for a heel turn very, very soon. And he needs to be elevated as the main event talent that he actually is because he has superb mic skills. But
yeah.
But we open up the actual show with AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon in a singles match, which is kind of strange because we all expected this to be some sort of stipulation match, and it really wasn't. However, many people viewed this match as one of those matches that you can look past or that, oh, whatever, it's going to be underwhelming. And it actually turned out to be one of the better matches on the entire show. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be straight up honest with you. Like, to me, there's pros and cons to it. Like you mentioned right off the bat. Thing that bothered me is no stipulation. And another thing that kind of bothered me is no like death-defying spots or even attempt from Shane McMahon. That was one of the things that kind of let it down. But here's one thing that's kind of on the upswing is that by not doing that death-defying spot, they kind of made it look like Shane McMahon could go out there and wrestle with one of the best in the world and doesn't have to kill himself to deliver a quality match, basically. That was one positive that I took away from that. In the end, Shane McMahon, AJ Styles, I think was probably, dare I say, best match on that entire WrestleMania card. It very well could have been. I don't know if on 100% if it was, but it was definitely one of the best on that card. They had a great match. I think the placement of it, though, I think it could have went on a little later in the show. I would have bumped, you know, other matches back and moved that one up a little bit. I think Styles and McMahon deserved a little bit more of a prominent spot. But, you know, with what we got out of it, I thought was a great match. And just in case, you know, people don't know, I will be giving my thoughts on WrestleMania 33 week and my whole trip there. Just so you guys know, I was there live, but we're just breaking down the event itself first. But, yeah, Styles and McMahon, definitely great match. I don't know how to feel about the no death-defying spot. You know, if I should be disappointed or not, but like I said, the positive I take away from it is that Shane McMahon can go up against one of the best wrestlers in the world and not have to do it that defying spot to put on basically a 5-star match. And, it was great.
Bugging? Not bugging, sorry, right? Fuck, man. I missed
it. It's all good. Yeah. Anyways, for me, it kept me alive for Mania for hope for it, actually. I say that for a lot of, mainly two reasons. One, because it was a Shane McMahon match, definitely, and it was an AJ Styles match, which two guys I liked the most, for their personality-wise. Okay. But it just seemed like AJ had to play it safe with him, I think, this time around. And they fed AJ, they fed Shane basically AJ just because for the hype of more a retrospect, but it seemed like I wish it was more like an Austin versus a McMahon match, along with another high flying move for Shane McMahon. But I gave it a C+ match overall for me because I like both, but that's being kind. But like I said, it kept me in watching Mania thinking we have more matches that would be good, and I'll be honest, some of them were, so just stay tuned.
Nice.
Well, I mean, they got a good 20 minutes and 35 seconds, according to Wiki, which is more than enough time. And to be honest with you, they definitely surprised me. I mean, I was expecting it to be a decent match, and it actually turned out to be a very, very good match to me. And Maybe because I had friends over and I happened to be drinking that night or whatever. And I enjoyed the hell out of it. And everybody that was with me enjoyed the hell out of it too. So
Shane McMahon pulling off that shooting star press.
That shooting star press spot was amazing. The elbow drop, even though he missed it for a second Mania in a row, it was amazing. And it definitely got the crowd pumped. And I think it was a good match, and I think the right person won. Shane had no reason to win the match. And again, just like T said, man, I just wish there would have been a stipulation. And even though there wasn't, it still turned out to be a good match. So I have nothing but good things to say about it. But the right person won. They got enough time. And it was a good opener for the main show. Now, moving on, we had the WWE United States Championship match with the champion, Chris Jericho, versus Kevin Owens. Your thoughts?
I don't really have anything to say about this match. Really? I really don't.
Really?
I really don't.
Really? Why is that? Why?
This was the most disappointing match on the card, bar none. Bar none.
Sage, you knew it was coming.
I have my thoughts for later. I want to hear what T has.
I know, but yeah, I'm saying you knew it was coming from T, though.
please elaborate some more, T. I'm interested in your thoughts.
It was the most disappointing match on the card. WWE, you know, they sure know how to snub Jericho. They do it a lot. They do it time and time again. Kevin Owens, a guy in my mind that really doesn't, because Jericho has been carrying his slack. Good God, August, September, and oh yeah, let's just have Owens get the win. A guy that's famous hotspot is Burger King, fucking sucking down the Whoppers night after night. But
how dare you?
This just...
How dare you? How dare you say those words?
I'm not an Owens guy, man.
Oh my God, that's gonna make my thoughts even more worth it. Please. Please go ahead and finish up so I can let you have it.
I never, you know, I used to be an Owens guy, but until he got entangled with Jericho, that ended for me.
Oh,
and
my God, how long?
I just feel that this match was complete crap. It was disappointing. I don't understand why they had to do what they do. They just buzzkilled the whole thing. And believe me, I was pissed. At this point, I was sitting in a section where I couldn't see because they put up those big fucking poles. So at that point, I was already standing up and screaming at security that they better fucking move me to another place because I came from Ohio and I don't want to fucking stare at this pole all night. And I'm like, look at my ticket. It doesn't say view obstruction on the ticket. And then they moved me during that match. So, you know, I guess it brought me moved to a good spot.
So your opinion is very biased right now. That's all I can
extremely.
Say. Okay, all right. Wags, how about you?
For me, T, move on over and bring the toilet paper, dude. Because that's what it was. Sorry, I agree with him. I'm not much of a Jericho fan, but I don't like KO. Do I give KO respect for winning the belt? A little bit. But it was too predictable. They let everybody know that this was going to happen. We all knew Jericho was going to drop the belt, and that's what I hated most. I know wrestling's all predictable, but I'm just saying they made this too much.
You just hit all the fucking points. You hit all the nails on the head. It was very predictable. I don't know why the fuck you think Jericho would have won this fucking match. Jericho's doing his fucking job there. He's putting over the younger talent, as he should, and not to mention a fellow fucking Canadian at that. He didn't even fucking do it to Sammy. He should have fucking done his job to fucking KO just like he did. KO bodied his fucking ass, powerbombed his ass on the fucking apron, threw him in the fucking ring. 1, 2, 3. What else is there to fucking talk about? KO is the fucking longest reigning Universal fucking champion. He fucking powerbombed the fuck out of Machine Gun Kelly off the fucking stage. He made the Intercontinental
I was there for that.
Oh yeah, cause MGK's from fucking Cleveland too, right? And I'm glad he powerbombed the fuck out of him. And you know what? This was the best move that they did all night. Yes, the match was overwhelming. I mean, underwhelming. And my credit to that is fucking Chris Jericho. He's old as fuck. He needs a fucking break. The man is fucking blown up by the fucking 10-minute mark. And it was a freaking, 16-minute and 20-second match. So it was way, very long-winded for fucking Jericho. KO should have beat him in fucking 10 minutes flat, to be honest with you. Jericho didn't do shit with the title. He didn't defend it for more than 30 fucking days. And isn't there a fucking clause in WWE? Oh, you have to defend the title every 30 days. But no. Oh, Jericho was injured, so he couldn't defend. Get the fuck on out of here, man. Put that man in a knee brace.
That's my exact gripe with the WWE's fucking so-called creative team.
No. You're being biased. Really? You're being biased, sir. You said you had shitty seats and you're mad that your boy didn't win. And you know what? No, they did the right thing. And you know what? They're having a match soon to come right now on fucking Payback. As I predicted, remember I told you, oh, he's not leaving until May because in May is when his contract is done and then he's going to go and do his Fozzy thing. So we all know what the hell is going to happen at Payback. But we'll get there when the time
comes. He's
going to
lose again.
Yes, he is. But we'll get there when the time comes. We'll get there when the time comes. But the right man won, and he won as he defeated all his other opponents by freaking apron powerbombing their ass. 1, 2, 3. KO got the victory, and I was marking the F out. I was so hyped. And on top of that, he had the fucking best shirt of the night, KO Mania 2. Let's fucking go, baby. KO all day.
That's gonna be the new thing. Every year he's gonna wear one
every
of those
freaking year. And you know what? I'm gonna freaking collect them all.
Collect them all like Pokemon.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
That's about all you need to do is collect him is like Pokemon
like
balls.
Like Magic the Gathering. I don't give a shit. KO is my guy. My top three guys in the company is Nakamura, KO, and Bray Wyatt. And at least one of those guys had a good weekend, and that's KO.
I'm with Nakamura and Wyatt all day. I'm with those two guys. I could give you those two guys. But I'm with Lisa here. She says, fuck Owen. Jericho is just fine. Fuck that piece of shit, Owens. And Jericho should have won.
This makes me like him even more. The fact that he's the face of America and he's not even freaking American. That man is Canadian.
And he's Canadian.
Let's go, baby.
He's freaking Canadian and he's called himself the face of America. What is
but
wrong with
so
that?
So was your boy Y2J. Your boy Y2J is Canadian and he was the face of America because he was the United States champion too. But you know what? One thing that I do like about KO's reign, number one, the United States Championship, in all seriousness, at this point right now, as to what they've done lately with this championship, it's seeming more important than any other title in their entire roster. And the fact that this man is having the open challenge is even more amazing. Because my belief is, and I think WWE should do this ASAP, anybody who holds the United States Championship should automatically, every freaking week, have a United States Championship open challenge match. That's my stipulation. Kind of like how they had the 24/7 rule with the hardcore. You need to have an open challenge every single week for that championship.
The old school, I think they did when they called the TV title on WCW, but they kind of did that too with that, I think.
What they need to do is make a WWE Network championship and have whoever's a champion defend it on the WWE Network and then upload the clip on their YouTube. That's what they need to do. But, you know, WWE logic, they do it things their way, so.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah. Anyways, KO1, defeated Jericho, 16 minutes, 20 seconds. The right man won. The face of America, the Canadian, Kevin Owens.
The face of Burger King.
No. This guy's the man. Anyway.
Go back there and get me a Whopper. Remember that commercial?
Hey, Whoppers are good, all right? Whoppers are all right. Anyways, moving on. We have the Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match for WWE Raw Women's Championship. We have Bayley defeating Charlotte, Sasha, and Nia Jax in 12 minutes and 8 seconds. Your thoughts?
This match was garbage to me. It really was. Even though I'm glad Bayley won, I think the match was just, ugh. They didn't nearly give enough to it. You know, Nia Jax was in there mainly just to be a waste of time. Sasha, they fucked over Sasha again by having Charlotte pin her some fucking screwjob way, getting smashed face first into the turnbuckle with the cover, not even off of the turnbuckle, the cover was still on. She pins her like that, I mean, come on. And then, thank God Bayley won with the macho elbow, or that would have been a fucking, just a disaster. But that match, I think, was totally just off the tracks and way underwhelming. And this is when I got moved to my good seat right here. This was the one match I finally got to see, like, straight out in the open, dead center, and I was like, that's it?
Wow, they actually moved you? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they moved me during the U.S. title match.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
I got moved out of there and moved up. I got, which I got some great shots of Undertaker from when he was coming out and everything, but that's for when we reach that match. But the women's title match was just for the, it's, I don't know what it is with the Raw women, but they're just
very underwhelming.
Yeah, they just, it's the booking, it's everything. It's just like with the Jericho Owens booking. Like I wanted to speak of that. That's one of my gripes. Like when you were talking about how they didn't have Jericho defend the title in 30 days. Exactly. They make a rule. They don't enforce it. Jericho should have been having opponents, should have been being made to look better, should have been facing, all the guys on the U.S. title circuit. Instead, WWE creative felt that it was necessary to have Owens take out Jericho and not have Jericho wrestle for nearly a month. It's like, yeah, this is your creative, though.
You're jumping off topic. This is the women's championship we're talking about. This is the women's championship.
Well, it goes to show you, with the women, the only interest I have is Sasha, and same thing now, well, she's not on SmackDown anymore, she's on Raw, is same thing with you, Sage, Alexa. Those are the only two.
Alexa Bay.
Yeah, they're the only ones grabbing on at me, but Bayley winning, thank God. Match, underwhelming as ever for a Fatal 4-Way Elimination, and for an elimination match to only be 12 minutes.
Yep. 12 minutes and 8 seconds.
Garbage.
How about you, Wags? Go ahead, Wags.
Bogus, but nice WrestleMania moment. It's bogus because it was stupid what Charlotte did. Definitely, I can't stand that witch. Nia Jax was just pointless being in there. And WrestleMania moment, seeing the elbow. Was I happy for Bayley? Yes. But my heart wanted Sasha. So, I mean, I agree with you guys on the Raw brand. Now the new Raw brand for the woman. Hopefully it's better. Hopefully there's more feuds that we need. I mean, besides the same ones over and over again for Raw. But Raw, same over and over, retaping. It feels like I'm just DVRing it and rewatching it same week after week before. But hopefully it's better now with Alexa and Sasha feuding down the road, or them both being heel maybe down the road, and see more feuds, I guess.
I think Alexa and Sasha.
I couldn't agree with you guys more.
I think Alexa and Sasha, before you get into your point, Sage, I think Alexa and Sasha would save the Raw Women's Division. Even if Sasha were to take losses, if from Alexa, I can deal with it because Alexa's actually deserving, where to me, Charlotte is not. But I think Alexa can single-handedly save that Raw Women's Division and breathe new life into it if they give them the right word.
I think this match was very underwhelming. I think Bayley shouldn't have won the Women's Championship back when she did on that Monday Night Raw, whenever the hell it was. They should have saved it for WrestleMania.
It was actually Fastlane, I think, when she won it, wasn't it? Or no, that was the Raw 2 weeks before Fastlane. Yeah, Bayley, Bayley win it there. Yes. Didn't make sense.
No, she should have not have won it. It should have been a dusty finish or whatever. She should not have won the championship. She should have won it at WrestleMania because that's what they were building up to. When you look at the video package that they did, everything was building up for Bayley winning it. What the fuck is the point of her retaining? There was actually no point of her retaining. And on top of her retaining, there was no Sasha heel turn. We all know that the best Sasha is heel Sasha. The boss.
That's the best.
Not the best friend Sasha. No. Fuck a best friend. Sasha didn't need no best friends when she was NXT champion. Women's champion. She didn't need any of that.
Sasha made Lizzie cry in NXT, and that's what we loved about Sasha.
God, that was amazing. That was the best fucking NXT moment in history, if you ask me.
Yep.
She made a freaking fan cry. Back in the freaking days, in the territory days, in the 80s or whatever, heels would do this shit on a daily fucking basis. On a nightly basis, they would make fucking kids in the front row cry. That's what wrestling is all about. Getting emotion from the audience.
Now it's all about making the kids smile and laugh. Hugs. Like, Mommy, Daddy, look.
Yeah. But had this match had the right build, I would have been more invested in it. This match was very underwhelming. It did nothing for me. It did nothing for the women's division other than have them the next night on Raw call for a superstar shakeup, which now, in hindsight, looking at it, the Raw women's division is looking a lot better, even though they raped the SmackDown women's division of most of their talent. But as you said earlier, T, the fact that Alexa Bliss is on there makes it 10 times better because Alexa Bliss is Bae and Alexa Bliss deserves every fucking championship that they have. Because I'm Alexa Bliss
was my favorite on SmackDown. It was always Sasha on Raw, Alexa on SmackDown.
Agreed.
And now with both of them there, I want to see the two best work together.
Yes.
And
yes. Agree.
It's like Lisa said.
Agreed. With Alexa winning.
Hey, you know what? If Alexa would beat Sasha, I wouldn't be that upset because I actually like Alexa, but.
You should beat her ass at freaking SummerSlam.
In the end, you know what? I'll still be rooting for Sasha.
I like them both, but Sasha's not here.
Because she's my number one, but if Alexa wins, you know what?
You can't be mad at that. You can't be mad at that. You can't get better.
No, I'll be like, at least someone deserving got the win. It's not like Charlotte, I'll just take every win and try to be as much like Roman Reigns as I can because Vince McMahon loves me.
Going back to that Charlotte, well, I'm not even going to talk about her. She's not the champ. She's not holding any titles, so there's nothing to bitch about, really.
Yeah, that's one thing that makes me happy. So thank you for reminding me of that she's on no titles. That's like music to my ears just to hear that.
Glorious.
What did Lisa say?
Lisa said that Sasha should have won. She was on my side with that one. I think she should have, and I think she should have turned heel on Bayley. They should have been in a program and a rivalry right now. That could have worked its way out, built Alexa up the ladder, then had Alexa going up against Sasha. You could have even turned, you know, Alexa, like say if Sasha would have been heel, you could have turned Alexa face and I think got Alexa a huge face reaction against the heel Sasha, but I like Alexa better as heel though, so it's like
listen,
stuck.
We don't need to turn nobody heel, nobody face, except for Sasha, cause Sasha's a better heel, but Fuck this whole face versus heel thing. It's 2017. Nobody cares whether you're face or heel. The fans are gonna cheer who they wanna fucking cheer. And you know what? If they deliver a solid freaking match, you know what the fans are gonna cheer? They're not gonna cheer, let's go Sasha or let's go Alexa. They're gonna cheer, fight.
This is awesome.
Ever. Fight forever. Yep. And this is awesome. And that's all that freaking matters. Fuck all this heel face. Fuck that bullshit. Nobody gives a fuck about that. We care about the anti-hero. We care about the ones who stand up for themselves and have the in-ring ability to get over with the fans. Fuck the heel versus face. I'm tired of that dynamic. We don't live in the 80s no more. It's 2017. We need to get past that.
That's true. Heel versus face is like face Hogan versus heel Andre, or, you know, you can go on and on. When it was like Austin and Bret Hart, that was like refreshing. It's kind of like Austin was still heel.
When's the last time we even seen a double turn in WWE? When's the last time we've seen that? Ziggler and Del Rio, I think, for the money.
Yeah.
When he cashed in the Money in the Bank, what was that, 2011, 2012? That's a long time.
Yeah, but Seth really wasn't one when he went with the Authority.
That wasn't really a double turn, though.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say that. You can't really say that because, look, he was already kind of a heel there when he was with the Shield.
I mean, Shield was already over, and then he turned his back on the Shield. And then
but it was good that he seen one himself, though. He needed to.
But then when he cashed in, he was over as freak. He was over as hell. But anyways, moving on. We had Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Ladder Match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. We had the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson, the champions going into this match versus Cesaro, Sheamus and Cesaro versus the Certified G's, Enzo and Big Cass versus who I think got the biggest and best pop not only of the night, but I'd say the entire WrestleMania weekend, the Hardy Boys, with the Hardy Boys defeating the aforementioned teams. 11 minutes and 5 seconds. Your thoughts?
Man, the Hardy Boys, can I just say that when they came out, I marked the fuck out? Like, major? I mean, if it would have been the Broken Hardys, I probably would have fucking jumped up to the moon, but, you know, just hearing the old school Hardys, it was good enough for me to mark me out enough.
They were still semi-broken. They weren't broken, they were torn. The torn Hardys. Because he still did the delete.
Yeah, it's like they're half broken, you know? It's like they're there and they're not. It's like, here's partly broken, here's the good side. Here's the broken side, here's the good side.
I love it.
So it's like, you know, what side are you on? But
listen, the right team won. Especially when everybody thought that the New Day was going to insert themselves into the match, which even had they done that, I wouldn't be mad. Because they're the fucking New Day, and they're over as fuck. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, and they were just the host of WrestleMania, so if the Hardys couldn't make it, and the New Day went in, you know, it would have made sense, but just having the Hardys in there getting the win, I mean,
they had the best moment of the night. Best moment of the night.
What more could you ask for, you know? I think even the biggest pop of the night, dare I say it, I really do. I think the biggest pop of the night.
Biggest pop of the weekend. The weekend, the entire weekend. From any promotion, from any indie promotion, from any major promotion, they had the biggest pop of the week.
Because I'll tell you, just standing there, feeling the floor literally shake right underneath you, the roar of the crowd, I actually took a video of it, and
oh man, I can't wait to see it, man.
It was something that, you know, is unbelievable. I'll have to show it to you off the air. I mean, I wish I could put it in my travel vlog, but the whole thing is with the entrance music. You know, WWE will be like, oh, you got our, you know, our music tracks in there. You get copywritten. It's like, ah, man.
I don't think they'll really go hard for that. I think the most that you could have is 10 seconds of it if you
if you pass the 10-second mark, I think then they'll flag you, but. But anyway, Wags, what are your thoughts, man?
Here, here, here. I stand watching happy Joy Joy.
Oh, man.
So I was blessed. It was one last few matches I got to watch for work that night, but I was happy.
Oh, man.
Seeing my boy Jeff back.
Oh, shit, you had to work?
Yeah, that's the same night I had to work.
Damn.
But I remember I had to watch it the very next morning. So, but listen, yeah,
I was drunk,
brother
and
Matt.
High. I was drunk and high, so I had to rewatch it the next day.
But she said, no homo. I probably would have gave you a hug if we were together watching it.
Bro, listen, let me tell you, I took video of Snapchat and I saved my entire Snapchat story from WrestleMania weekend when I was watching at home. Bro, when I tell you, I had at least 8 people at my house besides me. We all were glued to the TV. We're like, yo.
Yeah, as soon as I heard the beat of it, I'm like, yes.
Oh, my God, bro. It was – if I could put it into any words, I would have to channel my inner Matt Hardy and say it was absolutely wonderful, yes. it was the best pop of the freaking weekend, not just the night, the entire weekend, man. It made me enjoy the entire weekend so much more. The fact that they did right by us, the fans, by bringing them back, man. It was the right call, it was the right time, and it was the perfect moment, man. And even the announcers themselves said it, man. This is a WrestleMania moment.
Oh, okay.
And it really was.
Yeah.
This is why I made this. Well, I can't really show you all of it, but this.
What does it say?
Wrestling is the bomb. All because of that.
Oh, man. Because
my friends like you guys.
It just made me proud to be a wrestling fan at that moment.
Yeah, because it wasn't sappy Jeff and Matt, in my opinion, if you know what I mean. Like, before, was they used to make them look like girls with the long-ass fucking hair and do nothing with them.
It was wonderful, yeah.
Just should have brought the wifey with them.
By the way, you just got
Sacred Benjamin?
There's breaking news that there will be a dumpster match on Raw on Monday night between Braun Strowman and Kalisto.
Why? Why?
That's the match they made. I figured I'd break that on the WrestleMania review, but...
They're fucking absolute jackals for that, man. Come on, man. Like, Kalisto deserves so much better than what he's got, man. Like, he's so freaking good. And they tried to freaking get him over when he won the United States Championship. He didn't do shit with it. And now they're just treating him like a joke. Dude, just fucking put him on SmackDown and put him back with Sin Cara. Come on, man. Put the Lucha Dragons back. Let them get over.
Yeah, would be. That's the best way to go.
Last night, I went on Reddit and I made a post. What does WWE need to do to push their Latino talent and to get them over with the fans? And everybody was commenting, oh, Andrade, Cien Almas, oh, this and that and third. One person commented, they said, bring Andrade and let him have the WWE version of Los Ingobernables, which I don't know if you guys know what that is. Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know what that is, but, back when he was in Mexico in CMLL, he had a stable which he called Los Ingobernables, and there were about 4 members, and Tetsuya Naito from New Japan was one of those members, and he took that stable over to Japan and made Los Ingobernables de Japón, and they're one of the most over acts in Japan right now. And somebody said to make the WWE version of it. And I said, you know what? Put Sin Cara and Kalisto with Andrade. That's it, man. That's it. They'll get over as fuck. Just have them wreak havoc on the entire roster.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, man? I think they'll get over as hell if they do that, man.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah, I think so too.
But anyways, that was the tag team, Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Ladder Match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. And the Hardy Boys came out on top, as they should, because you don't want to have a returning Hardy Boys lose, you know. So I think that was the perfect move. But moving on, we had John Cena and Nikki Bella defeating The Miz and Maryse in a mixed tag team match, 9 minutes, 40 seconds. Your thoughts? Oh,
man. I gotta tell you, you know, they had Al Roker doing the in-ring introductions, you know, for the Today Show or whatever. I don't think he sounded all that great, you know, introducing everybody. I don't know what you thought. I just felt that, I don't know, something was off. I felt that they were trying to incorporate Today Show with WrestleMania for a second. I just think that the match, this should not have been one of the, you know, feature matches, like what they spent all this time building on. Like, this would have been a good kickoff match for the main card, honestly. I mean,
yes, it would have.
There was nothing really to it. Cena and The Miz, their interaction, I feel that their matchup when they were in the ring was worse than WrestleMania 27 when they fought one-on-one. And Maryse didn't do jack shit in the match except get Nikki's Rack Attack 2.0 and STF or whatever, and yeah, you know, that was pretty much it to this match. There was nothing really to it. It was you know, people were saying that maybe this would be, you know, one of those matches that would surprise you, but I gotta tell you, this was underwhelming in every sense of the word.
I don't know who the fuck said that, because they must have been high on some crack or something, because that match was absolute dog shit.
This is what some of the people on the dirt sheets were saying. It was insane. They're like, now don't be surprised
the dirt sheets aren't always 100% right, so you can't go by what they say.
Yep. And it's like, don't be surprised at the interaction of Cena and Miz if it's really good, but it's like, yeah, right. At all. Nowhere near WrestleMania 27. Let's see. Lisa says my favorite. I knew Bella and Cena would win. I know Lisa's a huge Cena fan. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I love seeing John Cena and Nikki Bella, you know, doing a tag team, but the match itself.
Dude, why the hell did it kick me out? What the hell was that?
Oh, this Google shit, man, is freaking crazy.
Yeah, it really is. But anyways, go ahead, finish up saying what you were saying.
But, you know, I know Lisa, she's one of my biggest supporters here on the channel, and she said, you know, I know she's a huge, you know, John Cena fan, and she says, my favorite, I knew Bella and Cena would win.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah, I mean, if they would have put Miz and Maryse over, to be honest with you, like, no doubt Miz has been doing great work, but you just can't have Miz and Maryse go over Cena and Nikki. It just would not have worked, number one.
Not at Mania. I just wish,
no. I just wish the match would add more to it, though. I mean, in the end, John Cena ended up proposing to Nikki Bella, but the whole thing is, how much was this of a surprise to Nikki? I'm sure they had to rehearse this because everything is scripted. I don't think they're going to pull out. And you know what? Now, don't think I'm calling this fake, people, because I'm not using the F word. So don't get your panties all up in a bunch. But I'm using unscripted. I'm using scripted because this is scripted entertainment. And what are the odds of something unscripted working its way in through the leaks, especially of a marriage proposal, which, you know, they filmed that for Total Divas, which Total Divas is also scripted. So it's like, for Nikki and everybody there, was this really a surprise? So it's like, I don't know, man. I just felt weird with this whole thing. I did.
Go ahead, Wax.
Once upon a time, there was a man named John. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Nikki. Why did we get married? Nobody knows. That's all I got to say about that. They're both crazy. Am I glad she got a proposal? Yeah. Like you said, T, it's scripted. It was predictable. Am I happy for both of them? Yeah, because I love Cena and I love Nikki. And I'm a married man myself soon, so I'm happy as hell with it. But the match should have been better. It wasn't like a Macho Man match when he basically got married to Elizabeth. Now, if they do that, like that on a pay-per-view, it's definitely scripted. You know it will be. But I don't see it happening on, like, national TV. The way she's all personal, well, not really. I should see it personal up on network-wise because she's all about her business anyways, about her little booty in the room. But, yeah. I wish they would have done more with The Miz with it because, like you said, if The Miz him would have fought one-on-one, I think it would have been a better match. But, of course, the girl gets the guy gets the girl, and we know the rest. Happily ever after.
And it's like Lisa says, come on, Cena or Miz? Well, I'm definitely with Cena. I've always been with Cena, but it is what it is.
Word life.
17-time world champ. Come on, baby.
Roll those dice.
All right, Sage, how do you feel about this match?
There's not really much to say. The dirt sheets leaked out that's exactly what it was going to be. And unfortunately, that's what it ended up being. They ended up proposing to each other, which we all knew that's what was going to happen because, you know, they've been together for a couple years now and fine, whatever, cool. I just agree with what you have to say, T. Like, I don't see how much of a surprise it was when, you know, they need to know these things beforehand and they need to make time for it and everything, but, you know, whatever, man. I mean, they did what they needed to do and, cool, whatever. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it just left me with a weird feeling for some reason.
And it was no butterflies until you come to my wedding. No,
I mean, the one thing that I would say about this match is, cause, you know, I Snapchatted the entire show, like, you know, the best spots or whatever, or the replays or whatever, and the best moments, the, you know, and I've had girls that aren't really into wrestling, but are into Total Divas. Because, you know, reality TV show and whatever. And I had them, like, write me, like, oh, my God, he finally did it. He finally, you know, proposed to her, which, you know, I guess for those that are watchers of Total Divas, it makes sense. But it just leads me to believe that it was more of an angle than anything else, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's all I really have to say about that.
All right, what do we got next?
We have next the non-sanctioned match, Seth Rollins defeating Triple H with Stephanie McMahon. 25 minutes and 30 seconds. Your thoughts?
I mean, what do I say about this? I mean, I know some people might have thought that this match was great, but I really gotta tell you, it was good. Okay, it was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't something that I will remember forever. I mean, when you really break this down and you really look at it all, the match was basically Triple H working on Rollins' knee the whole damn match. I think Rollins kicked out of what, like one pedigree along the way. And then next thing you know, Triple H gets hit by a pedigree after Stephanie gets put through a table, you know, on accident. And next thing you know, 1, 2, 3, it's like, that's it. Rollins wins. There was like no big drama with it, no big spots. Anxiety, like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? you know, nothing of that nature. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but it just, I don't know. It just didn't do it. Yeah, only thing I can pretty much say is it really didn't, you know, do it like I hoped that it would, but let's see what you gotta say, Wags.
Well, I'm looking at this little band I have, and it's the Seth Rollins one. I'm looking how I can basically describe it. He redesigned himself, definitely. Did he rebuild himself? No, because the injury wasn't really happening, in my opinion. It wasn't really an injury, in my opinion. Did he reclaim himself? Yeah, because he finally got the match he deserved for Mania, in my opinion, for this one. But overall, Triple H, you could suck it, dude. I'm sorry, you disappointed me big time for a WrestleMania moment for you. Number two, save Stephanie. Please, make sure she's okay. I mean, I know she's really okay, but if I was there, I probably wouldn't have jumped the crowd and make sure she's okay. But Seth, I mean, knowing that pedigree and making it finisher for that, that was great to see. But for me wearing my attire tonight, I think Triple H should have won it. Yeah.
Your highlight of WrestleMania 33 was the same as mine then.
Yeah.
It was this image.
Yeah. even though I got the rebuild and all on, but Seth,
I need to see the image. Hold on. I'm placing an order for Domino's because I'm starving right now.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me jump
open Lady
right
Gray over there.
Let me see this. What am I missing?
This was our favorite image of the whole thing with Triple H, Seth Rollins, me and Wags. That's our favorite image, right?
That was definitely a redesign, a rebuild, and a reclaim moment.
You guys are like so... The best moment of her is getting...
I can't show you what I'd say.
That was her best moment, getting put through that damn table. That way we don't have to hear her annoying ass every damn week on Raw. At least for the last 2 weeks, we haven't had to hear her ass. But Jesus freaking Christ, I'm glad she went through the damn table, man. I'm surprised she could take that damn bump at her shit.
It was on her boobie.
yeah, it was.
It was mostly on her side, but I mean, you know.
I was being a spy. Yeah,
I mean, she do have those airbags right there to cover her, you know? Pump full of silicone.
If this was right there for you, you wouldn't care.
Nah, but she's
that's why we're stuttering.
She's too much of a mom for me. Like, I respect Trips.
Okay, I give you the mom, but add something else to it.
No. Hey. Yeah. Alexa Bliss is bae, alright? I am faithful to my bae. I am faithful to my bae. Ain't nobody
three,
in that roster
three,
better than
just
that.
Remember, three little girls.
She got three kids, bro. Like, what the fuck about
but,
that?
Hey.
She ain't no milk to me. Oh. That's a mom, bro. That's a mom.
you said the word I was gonna stop saying.
No, she is not a milk to me. Nah.
And yeah,
Trips is and, her husband.
And
Trips
they
is her
they,
husband.
They need
you
a
see
new
what
daddy.
That man looks like? That man could put you in a freaking torture rack and make you tap out in less than 30 seconds. Are you kidding me?
Hey, it's worth it for me.
Nah, but hey, man. Listen, I don't see Stephanie in that same light, man. Maybe back in 01, 02, back when Jericho called her a sleazy, disgusting, bottom-feeding hoe. Maybe,
wait a minute. I can see that. A filthy, dirty, disgusting, brutal, bottom-feeding, trash-bag hoe.
Yeah, of course you would, because you're Jericho-ass Mark. That's why. But that's why your man took that giant L on Mania to my boy Kevin Owens.
But anyways,
my thoughts on this match, I'm going to make it short and sweet. The best spot was definitely going through that table because we don't have to see ass for the next 3 weeks. And the right man won, and Triple H did his job as he always does and, you know, put over talent. So, I don't know why the fuck people were like, oh, well, Triple H might win because he
he lost to Daniel Bryan, but then he beat Sting, but then he lost to freaking Roman Reigns, so he might beat Seth.
Get the fuck on out of here, man. That man loves the fucking Shield, and he put
was freaking out about that, man.
He put
three
men over. He put Ambrose over at Roadblock. He put Romans over at fucking Mania, and he didn't put Ambrose over.
No. He gave him a good match.
He did give him a good match. He made him look strong in that match, though.
Yeah, he made him look good. He just didn't put him over.
It wouldn't surprise me if he does it next year, though, because he's put him all over so far. He's made him look very strong. But it was a very underwhelming match, so I have nothing else.
Fuck Roman.
Left to say.
That's all I got to say about him. But we'll go on with that in a little while.
Fuck you, Roman. Fuck you, Roman. Fuck you, Roman. The next match that we have is the absolutely most underwhelming match in possible WrestleMania history, in my honest opinion. We have Randy Orton defeating Bray Wyatt for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. The reason I say that is because these jerk-offs, look how they put it here. WWE Championship. Oh. No. It is the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, because that's what it says on the belt.
It says on the fucking belt, not the World Championship. No. World Heavyweight Championship, man. Stop changing the fucking name, you fucking assholes. You unified the WWE Championship and the World Heavyweight Championship and created this fucking belt, which means it's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Stop changing the fucking name. That pisses me the fuck off. And what pisses me off the most is the fact that fucking Randy Orton beat Bray Wyatt at Mania.
Oh.
And as of right now, Bray Wyatt is the reverse Undertaker, which I absolutely hate the fucking internet for creating that for him. But I can't argue with it because it's the fucking truth. I've been to Bray Wyatt since 2013, since he's been in fucking NXT, man. And when he made his fucking debut and destroyed the fucking Undertaker and destroyed fucking Kane.
It was great.
And his amazing feud, their amazing feud with the Shield. And all of a sudden, this man is just been losing. He loses every single feud. He cuts the best fucking promos. He has the best fucking entrance next to the Undertaker. The aura, the look, the fucking follow the buzzards, everything about it. And this man could never pick up the big fucking victory. This right here, if I had Alexa Bliss in front of me and I had a freaking boner and I were to watch this freaking match, it would freaking make me soft, bro. Like, it would give me blue freaking balls, bro, because I love Bray Wyatt that freaking much.
It's just, the whole thing is, they made no sense of why they did this at the show. No, they really didn't. What did this title win do for Randy Orton? Not a fucking thing.
It gave him 13 fucking championships. He's 3 behind Cena and 1 behind freaking Triple H. He didn't fucking need it. He didn't fucking need it. And not only that, the best fucking Orton is the heel Orton, and he's not even fucking heel. He's fucking boring as fuck. He's stale as shit. His fucking moves is fucking repetitive. He does nothing that excites me. He fucking sucks. He fucking sucks. Fuck Randy Orton, yo. Put fucking Wyatt over, man.
What the fuck is he supposed to be anyway? A face
the fucking or gay ass Viper? And he even went to a fucking event and he said it himself, he hated his fucking Mania entrance because he looked like he was riding on a fucking giant sperm. Fuck that fucking snake and fuck his fucking gimmick, y'all. Fucking hate Randy Orton, that piece of
shit. That's what Orton said about his own entrance, about how he hated it?
Google his shit, man. YouTube his shit, man. He said it himself. He was at a freaking event, bro. I think he was at WizardCon 2017 or something like that. And he said he hated his freaking entrance. And you know what? I hated him too. And I hated seeing him hold the fucking WWE Championship even more.
I was actually giving them benefit of the doubt, giving WWE benefit of the doubt that they were going to finally give it to Wyatt, especially with all the rumors that we heard, especially with Randy Orton himself saying that him winning the Rumble and them building this rivalry was solely to get Bray Wyatt over, and then they just went and did the complete fucking opposite and ruined everything.
He literally had, what, a month and a half of championship reign?
Yeah, 6 weeks.
You do my boy like that? Yo, listen, I would not be surprised if after that bullshit-ass House of Horrors match that they fucking have, if my man Wyatt doesn't fucking resign, he's like, you know what? Fuck this fucking company. You've been treating me like a joke for the last 4 fucking years. You gave me a bullshit ass reign. I'm out, man. I'll go to fucking Progress. I'll go to WCPW. I'll go to ROH. And you know what? They'll fucking treat me with the respect that I fucking deserve, man. Fuck these fucking assholes, yo. I fucking hate this shit, yo. Nothing pissed me off more than this fucking match. I swear to God, man, I'm so pissed off over it, yo.
Oh, I know how you feel, man. I've had matches that fucking do it to me. Actually, the US title match did it to me.
I was so pissed off. I was so pissed off. I didn't even fucking Snapchat this fucking match, bro. That's how pissed off I was. I didn't even Snapchat. No. I was, you know, not fuck this bullshit.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it, especially when they do something that's stupid.
I Snapchatted Wyatt's entrance. That's about it. That's about it. Because that was the highlight of the night for me, his entrance. Even though they didn't do nothing special, but you know what? Bray Wyatt is my guy. And even though he loses every feud, he loses every match, I don't care. I'm still a fucking fan. I'm a fan to the way you feel about Y2J is how I feel about Wyatt and KO. They can do no wrong by me. They can do no wrong by me.
Wags? I know exactly how you feel.
Go ahead, Wags.
Okay. I'll let my Spurs out now because I've heard you guys. Why, Randy? Why? Seriously, why do you gotta be an egotistic, no good piece of shit? Your legacy already in your name. So we say.
Thank you. Thank you.
You ain't no legend killer to me for getting your title back. I mean, you 13-time champion, you ain't gonna get nowhere close to Cena. As much as you wanna be far up his asshole, basically. Or even Triple H's asshole. In SmackDown, why'd you have to do this? You should've kept Bray Wyatt have the belt.
There's only 3 things about Orton that I like. I love the RKO finisher, even though it's just a simple cutter, and he stole the shit from DDP, because that's a diamond cutter. But I like the RKO, and I love the RKO out of nowhere. I'm a big fan of tattoos, and I like his tattoos. I think they're freaking awesome. Probably the best on the roster, next to Reigns. And the other thing that I like about him is that this past Survivor Series, when they had, what was it, the 5-on-5 elimination tag team match? Survivor Series match?
Yep.
When Reigns hit McMahon with that spear and it freaking knocked the wind out of McMahon. I don't know if you guys could go back and watch that match. Randy Orton literally goes outside and goes to the front row where Shane McMahon's family was, and he tells his kids, hey, don't worry, your dad's gonna be okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I saw that.
That right there made me say, yo, hey, you know what? Randy Orton's a stand-up guy for that. Those 3 things, aside from that, fuck Randy Orton. Those 3 things are the only thing that I hold in high regard for him. Like, yo, Randy Orton, it looks like after he got off the drugs and the fucking roids and shit, he changed his life around and he became, you know, one of the boys, you know, one of the good guys. But aside from that, fuck that motherfucker, man. He don't need another fucking title reign. He should have done his part by putting Wyatt over and he didn't.
Yep.
Whatever.
Exactly.
That's why he got that fucking sperm to remember his ass by, that snake sperm.
I was so fucking pissed. I was just sitting there. I remember looking over at my buddy and I'm like, can you fucking believe this shit? That they did it. And he's like, well, they did. He's like, they fucking did it.
Of course they did, man. But anyway, moving on from
that. Play was wrong.
I don't want to rage no more. Moving on from that.
We had Brock Lesnar defeating Goldberg for the WWE Universal Championship in 4 minutes and 45 seconds. And I literally fucking had an orgasm watching this match. It was amazing. It was the best, shortest championship match I've ever seen in my life. They hit all their major spots. Everybody got their shit in, as they say. And the right man won. And goodbye, Goldberg. Fuck you, Goldberg. I never liked you, Goldberg. I never wish you came back, Goldberg. You're a piece of shit, Goldberg. And I'm so happy Brock Lesnar restored you. And Brock Lesnar is your new WWE Universal Champion in 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
Blazer.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I got to tell you what they did in 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Some matches don't even have in 24 minutes and 45 seconds.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I've always been one to shit all over short matches, time and time again, but there's no possible way you can do it with this one with everything that you saw. All the high impact moves going through, you know, spear through the barricade, getting all this shit in that amount of time. And, you know, I'm with you. You know, my mom's even said the same thing about Goldberg. She says it time and time again that fuck Goldberg. Goldberg should have never came back. But,
with his fake ass undefeated streak. Fuck out of here. 145 matches.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here, WCW.
And then WWE builds on the fucking shit yet, but.
Well, of course, they bought WCW.
But here's the thing. Yep. But, you know, the thing is, like I even say too, fuck Goldberg, but I gotta give him props on one thing, is that he was able to get all those moves in that fast and take all those hard blows that he took to come out the next night on Raw Talk and make a speech, and he still looked to be in pretty good shape even after that. So I gotta give him props on that, but other than that, fuck him.
Man, fuck his speech. Fuck his speech. I don't give a fuck about what he gotta say. He ain't deserve a fucking title victory.
The only thing I wanted to hear on his speech
is for him to say that he beat Kevin Owens. He beat fucking Kevin Owens for the title. Fuck that man,
fuck 22 fucking seconds.
Fuck out of here, man. Seconds. Fuck Goldberg, man. I'm glad he's gone. Fuck that motherfucker. And I didn't buy that game. And I didn't buy that game because of his ass. Fuck that motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Really? You didn't buy it?
Hell no. Fuck that man.
Man, you know what? I'll tell you, I'll buy any game, you know, as long as it has to do with wrestling. But, you know, I feel you. It was, honestly, 2K17 was okay, but I think they could have did more with it. But, you know, be that as it may with 13, the match.
13 was the best because Punk was on the cover.
That was my favorite too. But I just hope that Goldberg, yeah, he retires, stays away. You know, fuck it. He's gone, done. Let's move on to something else. But, Wags, I know for you this is a hard pill to swallow.
A few things. Number one, fuck you, Brock. Because Finn's coming very soon. Take your belt.
Who, against Owens? I mean, no not Finn. Owens. Against Reigns? Because...
No.
According to the dirt sheets, according to the rumors, it's going to be Reigns versus Lesnar for Mania 30 fucking 4.
So you know where I'll be at? I'll be pissing in the bathroom. Pissing bullets for them. Because those two are the biggest... No good. Piece of shit.
Hey, hey, people hey, in the hey, 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 hey. As much as I dislike Roman, they had a pretty decent match at 31. They had a pretty
decent match. I was glad Brock beat the fuck out of him.
He didn't beat the fuck out of him.
In my opinion, he did.
Rollins was the one who pinned him. So
I know, but still, Rollins he put up his dukes then.
Both of them.
But the way I summarize, this shouldn't have been on the line. For Brock and Goldberg. Yep. It should have just been a straight up one-on-one match. To settle this once and for all because Brock, you're a part-timer for me. You're a sucker.
He is.
You got a good manager, but it's time for Paul Heyman to go somewhere else. Who? I don't know yet. I mean, I wanted to be Finn, but...
I don't see Paul Heyman going to nobody. Because when you think about it, anybody who's been a Paul Heyman guy hasn't done jack shit besides Punk and Lesnar.
Punk and Lesnar, the only two.
And Punk was the better of the two because he didn't even need Heyman to begin with. He had his own good mic skills. He already had his longest reigning championship reign. He didn't fucking need Heyman.
No, he didn't. Like just putting Punk with Heyman, that was like the cherry on the sundae.
Pretty much. Punk didn't need nobody. Punk didn't need jack shit. All he needed was WWE creative and management behind him. And you know what? They fucked him over. And you know what? That's why he is the hottest fucking commodity in wrestling, him and Danny Bryan.
Can you imagine them in a match at WrestleMania 30? Mania,
Punk and Bryan?
Yeah, if that would only happen at Mania 30, oh my god.
Yeah, as long as fucking Punk would have won, cause Punk was a Bryan in my opinion. In my opinion.
I mean, for me, I think it would have been one of those.
Danny Bryan, Danny Bryan. No. CM fucking Punk, motherfuckers.
I love CM Punk.
He's the fucking
GOAT. I
miss
CM Punk.
I pray to him every night before I go to sleep.
I have the best of the world t-shirts. I got like two of them.
Oh my god. Can you sell me one so I could frame it? Look, I'll put it right there. Look. I'll put it right there. You see where that frame is? I'll frame that bitch right there.
Wow, you don't have one?
I wasn't... Punk got me watching wrestling. I wasn't buying merch or none of that back then.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you weren't watching then. Yeah, I got the white one.
He made me watch.
I got the white one with, you know, the black and white, and then I got one with the white and the black, you know, reversed. I got two of them, and they're fucking beautiful t-shirts, man.
I hate you so much. I want the best in the world one. The one with the fist and the
two front. Ears.
The best in the world in the back. Yeah,
that's what I want. Yep, I was wearing that fucking shirt to all events back in 2011.
I pretty much just wear my Bullet Club shirt everywhere I go because I'm too sweet for life, baby. For life.
Bullet Club. I did that with Wolfpack Sting, so there you go.
But anyway, so you guys want to move on from this match, or?
Yeah, because that won't be too viral.
Yeah. All right, so next we had the six-pack challenge for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. We had Naomi defeat Alexa Bay, Carmella with James Ellsworth, Mickey James, Natalia, and Becky Lynch. 5 minutes, 35 seconds. Go ahead.
That's why this should have been on the pre-show. I mean, in my view, both women's matches could have been on the pre-show with, you know, how they were booked. I mean, pretty much we all said it in the WrestleMania preview and predictions. We all fucking said it. You know, it was only a matter of time, you know, that they were going to have Naomi win it back. It was destined for Naomi to win it back. And, you know, she did. She won it back just like we all said she would, and she got her grand celebration in her hometown of Orlando, and that was it. She rode off into the sunset, new SmackDown Women's Champ.
Wags?
Oh, there's a wrestling match? That's what I felt like. I was glad for Naomi, but I wasn't really happy for her because it was in her hometown. I was happy for a lot of reasons because they showed that they actually give the I don't want to say deserving because that's the wrong word. They gave her a fair shot at her belt of backing, even though she had a show that she was cleared. But even though I wanted Lexa to I wish I would Lexa would have took it over all of them. If Naomi wasn't in it, it would have been nice. But Naomi got the better of the deal for the home field. And that's how they always do it. And that's why, even though they didn't have the match, I wish they would have the Usman match on there. But I agree with you, T. I mean, it should have been a pre-show match. I'm not thinking it's women. But it's just their matches on SmackDown and Raw are not what they're supposed to be. Hopefully now they are, but.
Yeah, I hope now they are, but I mean, for WrestleMania especially, what they gave to us, it was just, it was sad, honestly. And yeah, like Wag said, we're not, you know, trying to be like, oh, just because it's women, it's just, they did not deliver. They did not deliver, you know, like they did at WrestleMania 32. That was one bright spot at WrestleMania 32 as well. You know, you had the women triple threat match with Becky, Sasha, and Charlotte that tore the fucking house down at AT&T Stadium. And this year, the women's matches did not showcase at all, but, you know, it was what it was. How do you feel about it, Sage?
I think Naomi should have never beaten Alexa for the title back when they did. When was it? What pay-per-view was it that she beat her? It escapes me right now. It wasn't Roadblock.
Oh, it was Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber. She should have never beaten Alexa at that match at all. Alexa should have retained at Elimination Chamber and then dropped it now at Mania. And overall, I do think Naomi should have won. The right person won. But 5 minutes and 35 seconds, that's the bathroom break match right there. You had two 5 minute matches between the Lesnar Goldberg and then the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship match. That's 10 minutes. That's enough for everybody to go to the bathroom, grab a freaking hot dog, and then come back just to watch Roman versus Taker. They had the shaft. They got the shaft at the end of the day. They got screwed over. It was a very short match, even though the right person won. But Naomi should have never beaten Alexa for the championship back at Elimination Chamber, only for them to then go and put it back on her. So it absolutely makes no sense for me, but whatever.
That's right.
Whatever. You guys want to move on to the main event?
Yep.
So, based on reading the wiki, I actually had no idea that this match just so happened to be a no-holds-barred match or a no-DQ match. But it was Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker, with Roman going over, beating The Undertaker in 23 minutes and 5 seconds. Go ahead, guys.
Well, yeah, no holds barred stipulation was announced, you know, right before Roman Reigns made his way to the ring, or as he was making his way to the ring, did it. But they announced, and I couldn't help it watching this, and it's like I had this feeling of impending doom within me. Something didn't feel right. Something just felt off. But I still had hope. Even though I felt that Roman was going to win, I still had hope that Taker was going to come out of it. And I don't know. You know, people could say one thing to another. Now, it could be me saying this just because I'm bitter, and I can admit that, but, you know, I just gotta say what I feel. You know, in the end, I mean, yeah, the match, I don't think the match was all that great, what they could, but, you know, in the end, Taker getting speared, what, like 4 or 5 times, getting beat with a chair from Roman. Roman finally getting the pin, and, you know, Undertaker afterwards, standing in the ring, looking around with his music playing, looking at the crowd, taking off his jacket, taking his gloves off, taking his hat off, setting him in the ring as, you know, symbolically, as if to say, you know, this old gunslinger's hanging it up. But the thing that gets me is, I just don't think this is the right way for him to go out. I don't. I don't feel right about it. I really don't feel right about it. I mean, yes, could I be bitter? Could I be saying this because, you know, I just have hard feelings? Maybe so be it, but I just feel that Taker deserved better for all of the loyalty that he gave to Vince in the WWE over the years. He could have walked away and went to WCW, but he didn't. He could have, you know, pretty much done anything that he wanted to do, but he stuck beside Vince McMahon in the WWE for 27 long years. And, you know, to basically have to put Roman over in this fashion now. Yeah, Taker probably had to give okay, you know, that he wanted to do it, but I just don't even understand from Taker's standpoint. You know, when you do something that he's done, Taker to me is an exception to the rule with everybody else. Taker to me could have been that one guy that could have went out with a win. I don't think the streak should have ever been broken to begin with, but since it was broken, he could have went out with a win in his last match, and they didn't give it to him. They still had to stick with that tradition, and I don't know, it just bothers me, and I think it bothers me because it's Roman that did it. I don't think Roman is gonna carry this and be the guy that WWE thinks that he's going to be. Honestly, in the grand scheme of things, what does this do for Roman Reigns? It doesn't really do that much of anything for Roman Reigns because Taker's already been beaten. You know, Brock Lesnar got most of that mystique by beating the streak. Worries me that they did this because now they're going to want to have Roman beat Brock at Mania 34, have Roman be the one, you know, to beat Taker and then to beat the guy that beat Taker streak. I just feel that this is all leading up to a huge and even bigger coronation for Roman Reigns. And if he beats Brock Lesnar at Mania next year, that will be three coronations for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania when most guys don't even get one. And I don't know. All I can say is I love Taker. I gotta say thank you, Taker. You know, one of the best ever. And to just go down the way he went down, it really bothers me. I wanted to see him return to New Orleans, you know, to New Orleans and face Cena or have a big match against someone and, you know, go out with a big win and get his redemption for the loss that he suffered in the Superdome. But now it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It looks like this is how he's going out. And, you know, it was nice. You know, I'm glad that I was there to be able to see the swan song of The Undertaker, but I can't help but feel a little bitter and a little upset just the way it went down. I feel that Taker deserved better, but, and let me know how you feel.
Go ahead, Wax.
All right, let me set this up so I can do it exactly the way I want to try doing it. Roman, waste of time, buddy. Exactly who you are. You spit on my grave. Even though I'm not dead, but Roman, you're a disgrace, man. You're a fucking piece of shit. But Undertaker, if this is your last match, man, if you can hear this, thank you. I mean, I didn't want it to be him. I was hoping to be a Cena and Taker match. But Roman, fuck you. I rest my case. Rest in peace, Taker. That's how I feel.
Now, what I thought it was going to be Cena versus Taker for the simple fact that, oh shit, give me a second.
We'll hold the fort for a second.
But he tore me apart, man.
Hey, what?
Yes.
Do you hear any echo at all?
No.
I can hear myself. Buggin was in the chat and says he could hear echo. I can kind of hear myself a little bit, but It doesn't.
I mean, I got one headset on, and that one's open, but everybody seemed fine. They need to me.
I'm a bugging came in here. I know he tried calling me when I was giving my thought on Roman and Undertaker. Mm. He listened, I'm still on here. But I'll tell you, Roman. Man, yeah, this is a hard pill to swallow. Just like Lisa says, I always loved the Undertaker, hate to see him leave. Just to see him leave on the way he is going out, though, it's...
Especially in Florida, of all places.
Yeah, Pensacola, Florida is where Roman's from.
And that's what I feel like that's all he did. And Vince is like, oh yeah, Roman, you can win. I'll sit back and watch you. I'll cheer for you. Fuck you, Taker. That's what I felt like he did.
Yeah, it's like he basically just spit on the Undertaker's legacy almost.
It's like I made you work your ass off all these WrestleManias, all these Survivor Series, all these good matches you've had, all these title runs you've had. Yeah, you may not have been up there like Cena. Yeah, you may not have been up like Nate. Yeah, you may not have been up there Triple H. Yeah, so you may not have been up there like Orton. But you put on every match at Mania for the fucking, 25 years. And this is how you repay me? Fuck. I'd be out that door tomorrow and saying, Vince, fuck you, I'm done. I'll leave you right now, hold cold and dry.
Undertaker gave everything. He gave his whole body. I mean, it's because of his dedication to Vince McMahon and Vince's business. Why Taker? It has to have a full hip replacement.
But see, that strike one was with the Sting incident. When they didn't do the Sting and Taker match, that was strike one. This is strike two. Basically, strike two and three for me, basically.
Actually, strike one was the streak.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. Well, I'm trying to be nice. I forgot about that one. Yeah.
And then strike three was this.
Yeah.
Vince
Paul Bear's probably like, strikes. Yeah, Paul Bear's probably thinking, Vince, you just messed up, man.
we got Bugging in here. You know how he loves Roman. He says, Roman Reigns is a beast.
Love you, Bugging. But I can't say nothing mean. I can't say nothing mean. I'm trying to be nice. I don't want to say nothing mean about Roman as much as I would love to. I mean, the Samoan part I like, okay? Yeah, you're Rocky's cousin, whatever. You're Uso's cousin. Yeah, you just lost your, brother? That's the only thing I feel bad for, dude.
Buggin, why do you love Roman, man? I'm curious what he's going to say. What,
all right, I'm back, fellas.
We got a lover in the air.
Mom says Roman sucks dick. Oh, that's a good one.
I'll drink to that.
Well, what I miss?
Our buddy Buggins saying he loves Roman.
Oh,
yeah, he says Roman hates his meat.
Come on, Bugs, don't do this to us.
Oh, wait a minute. Muggins says, let me get in there with you guys. I guess he's got it up.
Let him get on so I can destroy him.
Yeah, oh. I'm gonna get him in. Let's throw him in this discussion because we're all for Taker here. And if there's any Roman Reigns fans listening to this podcast, maybe Buggin' can shed some light on the Roman Reigns fans. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hey, there's one other fan. Remember Daniel's girl.
Hey, if there's any Roman Reigns fans, if there's any Roman Reigns fan watching right now, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Were you dropped on the head as a child? What the fuck were your parents thinking of creating you if you're a Roman Reigns fan?
Well, Buggin's watching us. He likes Roman Reigns.
Because Buggin likes all the faces. He's made this clear. He loves faces.
I like faces I dig Roman for a while there, but not that way.
No. Listen, this is 2017. You can't shove people down our throats. We have the right to like what we like, when we like, how we like it.
You might like your chicken fried. I might like my chicken baked. That doesn't mean we both don't like chicken. Chicken is good either way. But you might like yours a certain way. I might like mine a certain way. You're entitled to your opinion, as am I. Don't shove the shit down my throat. No, it's just fried chicken. No, fuck that shit. Yo, Bug, what up, Bug?
He's got that grin on his face like he's about to explode.
You guys are all a bunch of fucking haters.
Go ahead.
You can suck Roman Reigns' dick, for real. Because you're bobbing on his shit pretty fucking hard. You're like, Roman Reigns, I'll take the balls at all.
Go ahead, because I'm about to go in on you, bro. Go ahead, man.
Fuck Roman Reigns.
Go ahead, man. I'm about to go in on you, bro. Yeah, go ahead,
you guys
didn't
say that, but look where he's at. Making money.
Getting booed out the fucking building. Fuck out of here. Fuck you talking about,
and
boy.
And he sucks Vince's dick.
Fuck out of here, boy. What are you talking about, man? Go ahead. Yeah. Say your piece so I can say mine. Because I've been waiting to say my piece. I had to go get my Domino's right quick. You see that box right there?
Domino's? You're going to be on the shitter box later.
Nah, boy. I'm going to just be going ranting on Roman Reigns. This whole podcast should be titled Fuck Roman Reigns. And I'm going to win. So, go ahead, boy. I'm gonna put my mic on mute just so you can have your peace, boy. Go ahead, man.
All right, buddy.
I'm cool.
Check this out, bud. Check this out. Ooh, what's that? What we got right
there? Yeah, that's diarrhea right with the dominoes.
What we got right there, boy? What's that, homie?
Jack Daniels. So, that's a hangover in the morning.
Nah, I'm not gonna drink the whole bottle. Come on, nah, I'm not that crazy.
Are you gonna say your piece?
I already said my piece. You guys are sucking his dick, so I don't know what else you want me to say. You guys might as well suck his balls, his asshole, everything while you're at it.
That's actually Vince McMahon.
Undertaker, dude, had his time. Get the fuck over it, bro. The dude looks like he's fucking dying, for Christ's sake. He almost had a heart attack his last three matches. He's fucking old. Get the fuck over it. Roman Reigns is the new generation. Cause he beat him, and he didn't get the last win. Ooh! Oh, his streak broke! Ooh! Get over it, dude. Okay? And then someone else is gonna come along that you don't like either. So it's gonna start all over again. Get over it. Seriously.
Bug, I want to super kick the fuck out of your face right now, bro.
That's fine. But I'm in Youngstown and you're in fucking New York. So get over it.
Come see me, bro. You're going to get a super kick to that face. I swear to God, you're going to be beardless by the time I'm done with you, boy.
I'm sure I won't be. Because my beard is sexy.
It wasn't sexier than mine when I had it. My bitch was down to here, boy.
I'm still looking good. Don't hate.
I'm hating on your beard so much right now, man. I should have never cut my shit, man.
No, I mean, I don't mean to be a douchebag, but I mean, you guys feel how you feel and I feel how I feel.
No, hey, man. Hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. We're all humans here, right?
Undertaker is the best.
I just couldn't. Oh my God.
Now,
he's right the fucking too.
So Bug, go ahead, say your piece so I can say my piece, because I haven't said my piece yet. So go ahead and say yours so I can go say mine.
I think I'm pretty good.
That's it? You don't want to say nothing else? You don't want to say nothing else? Really? For your boy Roman?
I'm just saying, dude. I mean, I like Roman since day one, and everyone's always a hater on him, and oh, he's on Vince's dick, and this and that, and all that shit, but I look at it as in this, like, his whole family has been in industry since, like, the beginning.
True, true.
So, you can't knock the tradition that comes along with that. So, no one likes him. So that makes me want to like him more, just to be an asshole.
Okay. So you just want to be anti the popular opinion. That's what you want to be.
Well, not because... No one likes him. Even when he was good, people liked him. But now all of a sudden he's the guy, which I'm not a fan of, but I still like him as a wrestler. So
see, now you've made your point that much more clearer. He's a good wrestler. He's good in ring.
Yeah.
Should he be the guy? Should he be the face of WWE?
I don't like when he says, "Oh, I'm just the guy." I think that's so stupid.
See? So you're sort of in the middle. You're not 100% on his side, but you're not 100% against him. You're right in the middle.
That's my right? dog, though. Ride but or die, brother.
So then you're 100% behind him. you're flip-flopping, bro. You can't flip-flop. Either you like him or you don't. There's not really an in-between right now.
I like him. I just don't like when he said that I'm just the guy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, unfortunately, Vince thinks he's the guy. And my opinion is, if Vince thinks you're the guy, then that means Vince is on
right, I'm going to listen to you guys, but I got to go to the bathroom. So.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Okay. I'm about to go ham right now. I'm about to go ham. In 2014, everybody loved the fucking Shield, right? Am I right? Right or wrong? Everybody loved the fucking Shield, right? In 2014, Royal Rumble, Roman Reigns was over as fuck. Why? Because nobody wanted fucking bitch-ass part-time Batista to fucking win the Royal Rumble, right? Am I right?
Correct.
Am I right? Give me an amen. Come on, baby. Give me an amen. 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 Exactly. Everybody was so anti-Batista winning and anti-Batista win headlining fucking WrestleMania that everybody got on fucking Roman's side. And even before that, we were already on Roman's side because the Shield was getting over as fuck. Then after WrestleMania, post Royal Rumble, they had those matches against Evolution, which were some of the best matches that the Shields had next to the Wyatt family, because I believe that their Wyatt family matches were better than their Evolution matches, because Triple H and Batista were both already fucking type old and shit, and they weren't doing 100%, but they were doing their best to get the Shield over. Okay, cool. Fast forward to the 2015 Royal Rumble. What happened? WWE screws Daniel Bryan. Now, I'll be honest, I wasn't the biggest Daniel Bryan mark. But to say that I didn't want Daniel Bryan to be in the Royal Rumble and win.
All right, calm down on Daniel Bryan just a little bit.
And for Bryan to get eliminated as soon as he did and not win. Let me tell you something. Anybody who wasn't named Daniel Bryan and would have won would have gotten booed. Not just Reigns. Anybody on that fucking roster. Why? Because the fans wanted Daniel fucking Bryan. In turn, Reigns winning, The Rock coming out to try to help get his cousin over. What the fuck did that do? It turned the fans even more against him. And you tell me, ever since The Rock got over, when has he ever gotten booed? Even when he was doing his Hollywood Rock gimmick, he was still getting cheered. All of a sudden, he comes to help his cousin, Roman Reigns, and what happens? They shit all over him. Vince has had a hard-on for Reigns for as long as I can remember. And I think it's partially due to the fact that he's part of the sorry if I'm butchering that last name, but I believe it's because he's part of the Anoa'i family and related to The Rock and the Usos and Snuka and all of those other people and the Wild Samoans and that.
The Hawaiians, bro.
I believe that's why the fans turned their backs on him. Not to say that he isn't a good wrestler. He is a good wrestler and he's worked his way up. Do I think he should be main eventing? No.
But he ain't no bitch, though.
I never said he was. I never said he was.
You're getting to that point you want to say it. I know you want to say it.
No. I just don't think he should have been the guy to retire The Undertaker. And it hurts me the most.
Well, why don't you...
It hurts me because I think...
Go ahead, because I'm going to say something after that.
It hurts me so much, you know why? Because in my opinion, The Undertaker... And I know it's not a very popular opinion because everybody fucking sucks the dick of HBK and Bret Hart. But I think The Undertaker is the single greatest wrestler of all time. I think The Undertaker is the GOAT. He's had the
best reincarnations of his character, and he still always remained the same motherfucking guy. He was loyal to Vince McMahon to the fucking end.
And what about when he was that biker guy? I didn't like his character then.
How the fuck did you not like fucking American Badass
like
Undertaker?
Undertaker?
How the fuck did you not like him? He was pure
it
America
was so
back
cheesy.
Then, and he was straight himself. That's what pissed me off the most. That was Mark Calloway. That was Mark Calloway. It wasn't the Undertaker. It was Mark fucking Calloway. It was the guy behind the gimmick, and he was being his fucking self. And you can't tell me that last fucking ride powerbomb wasn't the fucking shit. When he fucking held motherfuckers up high and slammed them down to the fucking
you
man.
Don't want, you don't
want to
really, really,
man,
really,
bro.
Really seriously love the Undertaker to where he was like one of my elite top wrestler favorites. Is when he came out in that purple fucking outfit in the early fucking late '80s, actually. Oh, mid '80s, actually.
Early nineties.
And it was on a main event in New York City before it was even fucking Monday Night Raw, dude. That's when the Undertaker was the shit. And even all the years after that. Don't get
me
wrong.
He still is.
I'm telling you, I miss that Undertaker. Walking on the ropes and shit. Doing the tombstone. Niggas is done after that.
Listen,
you know what
man.
I mean? That's
listen,
the Undertaker I love.
Let me tell you this, man.
Not this bullshit they got going on today.
My opinion is, ever since the Undertaker lost to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30, my opinion, and this is me, stating that The Undertaker is the greatest of all time and is my favorite wrestler, I believe, my opinion, that The Undertaker should have never, ever won another WrestleMania after his loss to Lesnar. Why? Because Lesnar beat the fucking streak. Why the fuck you want to make him 23-1 or 24-1? No. Kept his ass on a zip. That's it. You should have never won any fucking more. Bray Wyatt should have beat him. Shane should have beat him at 32 because they gave it to fucking Shane anyways. They let him fucking run Raw anyways.
Yeah, did you ever hear that storyline? Did I ever tell you about that storyline? Why we got the fucked up ending we got?
Jesse, what are you sucking on?
Bud Light.
Because,
all I keep hearing is slurping. You're like...
That was gone.
Now everybody's talking and I'll hear out of nowhere.
Oh.
Like, what the fuck?
Because Taker, alright, Vince went to Taker and told him that he was gonna lose to Shane at 32. Taker absolutely refused.
Right.
And that threw Vince in a loop because he already laid out everything, you know, that if Taker loses his last WrestleMania, this and that, and Vince didn't know what the fuck to do, so Vince just threw this half-ass bullshit plan together and Taker win and gave it to Shane anyway because Shane was supposed to get it, but Taker refused it. Shane was supposed to win at 32, but Taker changed that.
All right, so hold on, let me get an edge in here real quick. So what I was gonna say to stage, and I wasn't trying to interrupt the brother, but I think it wasn't really, well, of course the Brock Lesnar shit did give us a sour taste in fans' mouth, for sure. Cause I can't stand him anyway. So for him to beat him, I wanted to go there live and just punch Brock Lesnar in the mouth and go to jail. Okay? That's my opinion. I can't stand him. So he put a diaper on the mix from the get-go. And then WWE, I blame WWE, not The Undertaker. I blame WWE for ruining the rest of his career, period. That's my opinion.
I mean, I can see where you're coming from, because I think Taker should have retired after WrestleMania 20 with facing Triple H and Hell in a Cell.
Prolonging it made it worse, to my opinion.
They did hang him on too long. They did.
I'm actually about to watch that match right now as we speak on the network.
What, the end of an era, Hell in a Cell?
No, WrestleMania 33.
Oh, okay.
Brock versus Goldberg right now.
And like Lisa says, don't mock the best. The Undertaker has been around a long time and was always great.
The Undertaker is the best. He is the standard bearer for what a WWE superstar should be. Everybody should aspire to try to be like The Undertaker, and nobody will ever touch The Undertaker, which pains me even more because I believe Bray Wyatt should be the next Undertaker, and they absolutely shat all over his fucking career.
Bray Wyatt should have fucking retired him. Give it all to Roman.
Bray Wyatt should have fucking retired him. Bray Wyatt should have fucking left his ass on the fucking back. Bray Wyatt should have been the new face of fear. Bray Wyatt should have been the new face of fear. I don't give a fuck about anybody else. Bray Wyatt should have been the guy. No, they chose fucking Roman. Fuck Roman Reigns. That just intensifies my fucking hate to him even more. Fuck Roman Reigns, bro. Real, man.
I'm
fuck
with
that
you.
Motherfucker, yo.
I'm with you on that. Fuck
and
Roman.
And he'll never get fucking over until they fucking turn his bitch ass heel. Why? Because he got that smug ass, bitch ass, pretty boy ass look on his face. He's from fucking Florida. They were in his fucking home state, fucking Florida, and he still wasn't fucking over. Fuck
I know,
Roman
they still
Reigns,
hated
bro.
Him. They
Get the
still
fuck out of here with that bullshit, yo. Fuck a Roman Reigns, bro.
This is Roman Reigns' look right here.
With your Starbucks cup. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, what the fuck you want my Starbucks cup? Nigga, got my drink in it, boy. What are you talking about? It got my drink in it.
Man. I don't pay $30 for coffee. My bad.
Ain't got no coffee in there, boy. I just told you what it got in there. It got some fucking Sage. Jack, baby. What are you talking about?
I'm busting Sage. Balls. Simmer down.
Yo, here comes fucking bugging, giving the neck to fucking Roman over here. The fuck out of here with that bullshit,
Sage, does this look like Roman? Does this look like Roman?
Oh, the cock fist?
Yeah, with the duck lips?
He loves making love to his fucking forearm, man. The fuck out of here with that bitch ass shit. And he got the worst fucking spear in the business. Fuck out of here, yo. Superman punch drive-by in a fucking spear. He could kiss my fucking ass. Fuck him on the reins. What they should have done is turn that motherfucker heel and make that motherfucker in the stable with the fucking Usos, his real-life fucking cousins, and have
and
that motherfucker make havoc. And they didn't fucking do it. Why? Because WWE want to fucking get his ass over as a face, which he's not, because nobody's going to accept him. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, yo. Don't even get me started on this fucking man, bro. I'm about to fucking ruin his whole fucking career, bro. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man.
Take another drink. You'll be okay.
And if they let this man go over fucking Lesnar, if they let him go over fucking Lesnar, God.
Oh.
I swear to God, their buy rates.
That's your boy.
Their buy rates are going to go
straight. Stage, that's your boy.
No,
Lesnar's your boy.
No, KO and Owens and Nakamura and fucking Wyatt is my boy. Those are
Nakamura. Nakamura, I like him. He's hustler.
Nakamura should fucking kick
the
fuck out of
He dresses a little weird, but he kicks some serious ass.
He's fucking Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson as a fucking Japanese. Oh, he dresses.
Can't say right. Freddie Mercury.
Don't get me started, man. Nakamura's that guy.
Here's a good question.
Do you even know who Freddie Mercury is?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about 80s rock, but I give a fuck about Nakamura. Don't get me started, boy. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck
do you even know who
rock.
Freddie Mercury is? I'm being serious.
80s rock was satanic and gay as fuck. Get the fuck out of here with
wow.
that bullshit. Yes, it was. And I was
wow.
sitting all over that shit, boy. Don't get me started, man. You got me hot right now with Roman Reigns, yo. You got me hot right now, man.
Take some more shots.
I'm about
take
to
some more shots. Have a disgusting
over
hangover
Reigns.
In the morning.
I'm
be
about
okay.
to catch a felony over Reigns right now, man. Fuck a Roman Reigns, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
You turned on the switch, Muggin', with Roman Reigns.
You had to do it, Bugs. Now you gotta fucking reap the fucking benefits, boy.
I ain't gotta reap nothing. Keep drinking, you're gonna
reap
have a disgusting hangover.
Listen, I never
I'm gonna drink my Labatt Blue, and I'll be fine in the morning.
I never get that drunk anymore, sir.
Oh, okay. You're sipping that nasty shit, and then you're sipping out of a $20 cup.
Whoa. Number one, the cup was a gift from my sister, so I love the cup. Number two is not nasty as hell. Honey Jack is actually pretty fucking good. Honey Jack is pretty fucking good. And
right,
you know what?
I take it back on the sister cup. Take it back out of the Scissor Cup. But that Jack Daniels, I don't give a fuck. What'd you put in Jack Daniels? Honey, you can put jizz in there. You can put fucking dick in there. It's still disgusting.
I'm pretty sure if they put jizz in there, you would like it even more.
You can put pussy juice in there. It'll still taste like shit.
You would like it even more if it tastes like jizz.
Oh,
stop lying, boy.
You can put asshole brownies in there. Still tastes like shit.
You would love it even more if it tastes like jizz. Stop playing, boy. You want that shit all over your beard.
No.
Fuck out of here, boy. Listen, if Jack Daniels is watching, give me a motherfucking sponsorship, boy, because I will take that check immediately.
You might as well go to the fucking Daniels country honey. And be a redneck with that shit.
Jack Daniels, honey.
Might as well join that NASCAR. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, bro. You talking about redneck, man? I'm living in New York. You living in Cleveland, my friend. You living in Ohio.
Okay, but you're drinking Jack Daniels. That's redneck shit.
But I'm getting fucked up.
That's
without
good for
a
you.
Hangover.
Good
without
for
a
you.
Hangover. Without a
your
hangover.
Head's gonna be booming in the morning.
No.
You're gonna hit my phone up. You're gonna hit my phone up. You're gonna take me like, oh man, Dave. I'll just fuck.
Listen, if it was.
I apologize for that broadcast last night.
If it was
booming in the morning.
If it was straight Jack Daniels, maybe, but it's not straight. It's the honey.
Oh
the
man,
honey
that's
Jack
wrong then
right.
for you.
Well,
I'm telling
me?
You, Stage, you're gonna be.
Yeah, because my woman, she'll drink it straight. Wise.
Why would I drink it straight? I don't want to be throwing up in my fucking toilet.
She won't throw up. She'll drink the whole bottle.
Cause
yeah,
his girl,
his girl's got bigger balls than you, bro.
I don't know why you laughing. Why is he trying to say your woman got a set of balls, bro?
Hey, she may have the balls, but you know, I'm agree with him with that. I won't drink that shit.
That
I do five
drink,
over
that.
That
girl can drink Jack Daniels is all I'm saying.
Listen, what? Bro. I'm not a fucking idiot. I don't drink to throw up. I drink to feel nice.
We don't know either, man. Nice. We do the fun.
No, I drink to feel nice. Not to be vomiting in my fucking toilet.
He said I feel to be nice.
Be nice to be chilling. You know why? Cause I'm not smoking fucking marijuana right now, so I feel like drinking some alcohol. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, cause I don't smoke anymore. Cheers.
But you used to. You used
Shut
to.
Up.
Now you drink that bitch ass PBR. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
boy.
You gotta be a bitch ass.
Oh,
fuck
out of here, boy. Don't come at me, son. You drinking that PBR, son.
Oh man, I'm the bitch today. I'm drinking Bud Light, so.
You drinking that piss bitch drink, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. It says, where does it say that? 1844. How long's your beer been around?
Pissy
hold on. How long has your beer been around?
I'm
1844
not
over
beer.
Here.
I'm not drinking beer.
1844 over
I'm
here.
I'm not drinking beer. I'm drinking Jack Daniels. Are you kidding me, bro?
1844. German shit over here. What
I
do you got?
I don't even know how long this bitch been
yeah,
because
you don't even know what the hell you're drinking. You're drinking piss.
Because this bitch is American. This bitch is American. Jack Daniels, baby.
PBR is American. They came from Germany.
You just
they came
said it
here.
Was German. If it's German, it's not American. Get the fuck
no,
out
listen
here,
to me.
Sir.
It's they came. The family came from Germany. They came to the United States and started the company in 1844.
He's dying right now. You don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, but she's got some water. He ain't joining us.
This bitch came from Tennessee, sir.
Sir.
Tennessee may be my ass, but that's where it's from, but still, it's so ass.
This bitch
Tennessee
from
is
Tennessee.
Ass.
Listen. Let me tell you something. I don't have no loyalties to no
the volunteers
alcohol
suck
brand.
Dick.
I don't have any loyalties to any alcohol brand. Now, if I was smoking marijuana, now that would be my loyalty, but I don't have any loyalty to any alcohol, sir. I drink whatever I can afford and whatever makes me feel nice. Now, because I'm a New Yorker, I probably would have gotten Hennessy. But I didn't want to wake up with a hangover tomorrow.
That shit's
so I chose,
nasty.
Listen, New Yorkers love Hennessy. For some
no
reason.
Shit. I used to drink in New York
reason,
when I lived there.
For some reason. I don't know why. You can fucking
Bruce
go back Lee
to the
Bruce Lee
used to drink Hennessy. Do you know that?
Actually, did not.
No, I'm being for real.
I never took
if you watch his movies, when he's drinking liquor, it's a Hennessy bottle when he's drinking, I swear to God.
Really?
Yes.
I was just watching fucking, what's the name, Enter the Dragon or whatever.
When you watch his movies, when he's drinking liquor, he's got a Hennessy fucking bottle, I'm not playing.
Really? I was just watching the, what was
that boy be getting down.
Enter the Dragon, where he fought, where he fought Norris?
Why?
I didn't notice.
He fought Norris. Yo.
Have you been looking at the chat?
No, I haven't. I've been too busy listening in and joining in somewhat.
There's some good ones. Lisa put Lisa put Jack Daniels is so much better than Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Hey, whoa, Lisa.
Let's go, Lisa.
Yo.
And then Lisa put PBR is piss beer.
Hey, no. This is piss beer.
Woo! Piss beer, baby!
What's piss beer, Wags? Oh, Bud Light?
I'll admit to it, but you know what? I don't care. It's my night off.
And Lisa also says, who cares how long a beer has been around? Drink a good beer.
Hey, let's go, Lisa!
You back off a bung with that. That's pretty good damn beer.
Lisa is bait right now. Even though Alexa Bliss is
bait. Sage, go do some Fireball and talk
Lisa
to me then.
Lisa is
with it.
Bait right now. Fuck a Fireball. That's a bitch drink.
No, fuck no Fireball.
That's
fuck
a bitch
the Jack.
Drink. You're drinking a bitch drink right now. Go ahead and sip it.
Get the fuck out of
here. You're making everybody's out, dude. Right.
Go ahead and sip your honey.
Listen,
let
me tell you fucking redneck something. I'm not a drinker.
I'm not
a
redneck, so calm down, first of all.
I am more of a smoker, sir.
I'm a city boy. Simmer down.
I'm a city boy. I'm a city boy.
Sip
there
your honey.
There it is, like, simmer down.
Sip your honey. Go ahead with your bad self.
Yo, Buggin be getting mad offended. He be getting in his feelings when we talk about Roman Reigns, when we talk about his bitch ass PBR.
It ain't no bitch ass over here, buddy. We all like what we like.
He takes that shit up the ass. Listen,
drink your honey and simmer.
I'm down with anybody who's against Roman Reigns. That's what I'm with.
So apparently you're not down with me with your bitch ass.
I am not down with Roman Reigns. And fuck him. You understand?
Wow.
Fuck Roman Reigns. I will never be on that bandwagon.
You hit $1 million, you'd be on that bandwagon.
I'm going to show you right now who's on my bandwagon. Real quick. That bae right there. You see her? You missed her?
I see the blitz yeah. You hit on your lips there real quick.
There we go. That's the bae right there.
Well, it was Alexa.
You understand me? You understand? Look at that. Are you kidding me? That's bae right there. You understand? That's bae right there.
I've already hit that.
Never in your wildest dreams.
She don't drink Jack Daniels, I can tell you that. Especially with honey in it.
Nah. She drinks Sage City's semen.
She drinks PBR, because I fucked
her. She drinks Sage City's semen, bro. What are you talking about, son? You ain't fucking my wife. You ain't drinking my wife. You ain't fucking my wife, baby.
PBR!
We got the beer.
Oh yeah, if you got the time.
Don't you ever say that word Miller Lite, I swear to God, I'll reach that phone and strangle your throat.
You got him started, Bugs. You got him started, my friend.
I knew he was going to do it as soon as I said it.
I wish
I could play this fucking video that he sent me about PBR. It's so fucking funny.
I wish we could fucking all go out and fucking watch some wrestling and get wasted together. That's what I
think. Dude, I'd be all about it.
Hell yeah.
Fucking yeah, man. That's what I'm with, man. You guys, either I need to go out there to Ohio or yeah, I need to come out here to New York, man.
You come down here, make it all easier for all of us.
But Ohio fucking sucks, bro.
Hey.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, no, you sound like
that's
that
a foul.
Not fair.
That's strike two.
I knew I was going to get you heated with that.
I don't care for New York. But you know what?
Give me some heat, baby.
I got respect. My dad was born in the Q, so simmer down.
Where?
Syracuse. I told you.
Oh, that's upstate though. That's not the city, man. Come on, man.
Oh my God. I lived there 6 years. Shut the fuck up.
It's not the same, bro.
It's the same. People run off the top of you. This is like New York.
Listen,
yeah, Cleveland, if you don't get out of the way, the cab will run you right over. No problem.
Cleveland and Columbus are not the same. Neither is New York and Syracuse. So don't hit me with that, boy. What are you talking about?
You ever been in Columbus?
No, and I don't want to go.
Shut the fuck up. You ever been to Cincinnati? You ever been to Cincinnati? Shut the fuck up.
I don't give a fuck about none of your teams, sir. I am not a
fan. Hey, it doesn't matter about teams here.
I am a wrestling fan.
Listen to me. We're talking cities. We're talking cities, right?
We're talking cities. We're talking Roman Reigns. What are we talking here, sir?
Cincinnati is like New York.
We're talking Roman Reigns beating The Undertaker, and I am not with that, sir.
This cat's tripping.
You sound like King, man. You really do.
Like who?
King.
King who? Jerry Lawler?
No, our buddy King.
Oh. Remember King? I thought you were comparing me to a fucking child molester. I was about to get highly offended right now.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Highly offended right now.
That alcohol is speaking now, man, to you.
No.
I would never call you that.
I am not drunk.
No, I didn't say you were drunk. Speaking to you thinking I said so.
But you comparing me to Jerry Lawler, I was going to get offended. There's only one King that I like in wrestling, and that's King Ricochet, my friend. I don't know if you've seen any of his matches, but that guy is the man. T probably knows who I'm talking about. T, you know about King Ricochet?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I know about King Nuts.
I'm sure you're very familiar with Nuts, bro. I'm sure you're very familiar with
these nuts all in your face, nigga.
I'm sure you're very familiar with some nuts, bro. I'm sure you're very familiar with some nuts.
Hey, we're Buckeye for a reason.
You know what? Bucket is really familiar with Roman Reigns, Samoan nuts.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He's pretty familiar with Roman's nuts, huh? All
right. Hey, I don't want to hear your mouth, Todd. You love sucking Samoan's dick all day. Big Joe, you're like, Joe, how do you like it? Swallow or not?
Oh, God, this man.
This cat.
He's all about Roman.
Jeez.
No, it's Legacy Roman he likes.
It's who?
Legacy, the legacy of him he likes. Remember, gave you.
So he likes the Usos' nut. He likes the Wild Samoans' nut.
There's
he likes the Rock's nut. He just likes nut. That's what he likes.
I like nuts, baby.
That's why we're a Buckeye.
Oh, man.
Oh,
did
Lord.
Did you hear Jesse do it? Did you hear him? He said,
hey, I'm going to come up there.
It'd be the first time in a couple weeks there, Hustler.
Oh, here we go. Now, I've been on your team with this PBR shade. You're going to dog me?
Hey, I got to throw it in there when I can.
Buggin' ain't got no
friends. Yeah, I know you
can't. Buggin' ain't got no friends, huh?
He's like Roman backstabbing.
I got a best friend down the street that don't even come visit me.
He's just like Roman Reigns. Like Roman Reigns.
Well, one thing I will admit, Buggin, when I meet you, I will have a PBR with you because I do drink
every
year. You better be.
We'll all drink PBR. Even so.
Except Wags, next time I'm out there, make sure you tell Buggin I'm there. Even if
Hey, yo.
Yeah, he's got a point, Wags. I was home that night, too.
September, you both asses better be there.
Yeah, I hope so.
You should be.
Oh, the wedding?
Yeah.
I want to go to the wrestling in July.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about wedding. Yeah, so do I, but I talked to T about that one.
Yeah, I hate y'all so much.
Butt down here. July 8th, brother.
Yeah, I got to chill with each other and everything, man.
Come on down.
I feel so left out.
You'll get to meet Jimmy Hart, Mick Foley, Cody Rhodes.
Why would I want to meet Ryback?
Hey, those tickets still on sale?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm probably not going to get front row, but I want to get a ticket. I'm going to see if the wife wants to go. If not, I'm just going to get a ticket so I can be there.
You can do what you did last time with the one time. With Corey's great. Corey Graves. Oh my God.
Ryback sucks cock.
Hey, Ryback may suck, but the thing is, hey, you don't have to meet him.
I don't want to meet Ryback. He sucks.
I want to meet Cody. That's who I want to meet, and Jimmy Hart again.
Yeah, Cody's my main.
I want to meet Jimmy Hart myself.
I didn't get to meet Cody, but I definitely saw him at an Evolve show.
How much does it cost to meet all of them?
It's like, it goes by picture, by person, basically. They're not that much. They're like some 20 or 25 bucks. Huh?
You gotta pay every wrestler you gotta pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much?
I think the most one's 25. Jerry's gonna be there too.
Jerry the King Lawler's gonna be there again?
Yeah.
I want a picture with him this time.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I can, well, when, if I ever get fucking time to come up, I'll show you. But
fuck
yeah,
Jerry Lawler.
Hey, he likes puppies. That's good enough.
No, fuck Jerry Lawler, that fucking child molester.
Sage, I'm being nice. I don't want to say the word.
I am being nice too, and he's a fucking child molester.
I'm being nice. You're gonna make me say it.
What are you gonna say, Roman Reigns?
Fuck Kevin Owens.
Oh my god, I fucking hate you.
All three of y'all hate Kevin Owens, so I don't give a
Kevin Owens is a bitch.
I'm the lone fucking Kevin Owens fan.
Kevin Owens takes in the pooper. He's from Canada.
I'm the lone Kevin Owens fan.
Hey, now you know how Buggin feels about Roman. And now I feel about Seth.
Fuck Roman Reigns, man.
And now T feels about Jericho.
Fuck Jericho too. Fuck out of here.
Hey, Jericho's the man.
There we go.
Let me mark that on the calendar.
He's the rock and roll of cock and his cola. That's what he is.
There we go.
You know what Kevin Owens is? He's a rock and roll of fucking Roly Poly Oly.
No. Jericho's the shit. Simmer down.
Now Buggin's my best friend here.
Fuck out of here.
He's been around
so
long.
Like Roman Reigns. He's still like Roman Reigns.
He was in WCW, and then he transferred, and even though he did what he did, he was amazing, dude. Like, when his career started in WCW, like, he was a nobody, and then, like, he just got this charisma and, like, his character, and, like, either you loved him or hated him, and, like, every time he came on the ring to wrestle, he's fucking hilarious, he was funny, he'd make you hate him, he'd make you love him. That's the kind of wrestler I want to watch.
I dig.
Not to mention, in real life, he's the nicest guy that you'll ever want
to
meet.
Todd, no one's talking to you! No, I'm just kidding.
and he'll give you the time of day if you're a fan. He won't cut you short.
It's nice. Not a lot of people do that.
That's what I like about Jimmy Hart. And he's not a wrestler, but hey, that's what Jimmy Hart does.
Yeah, because with a lot of people I've met, you know, they'll just cut you short or they'll let security navigate the line. Not Jericho. Jericho runs his own thing. If security tries to push someone away, he'll tell security, you know, hold on. He's here to meet his people. These people came here. They paid money to see me, and I respect that shit because no other superstars rarely ever do that.
See, that's why I like Northeast Wrestling, too. That's why I love them because look how we were the one where we went.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about you, Roman Reigns?
And like plus,
that?
They got to meet Buggin, too, when he was out there. I mean, he didn't have to pay for an autograph, but he got to shake their hand. They were like, yeah, cool, no problem, come on up.
Yeah, they're right at the tables. You just walk by, slap hands.
Yeah, I told like certain people I wanted to talk to, I talked a little bit, but I didn't have any money for autographs or nothing or pictures. But I was there. I had the ticket because my buddy gave me a ticket because I didn't have money for anything else. I had come money for a little bit, a couple beers, or whatever. And then I got to shake the artist or the wrestlers I wanted to talk to, like Diesel. I got to shake his hand. He was fucking drunk. You could tell he was drunk. But he was really cool though. And then, Jerry the King Lawler was really cool too. He was really polite.
And yeah, I remember you telling him you've seen him for all the times you watch him on Raw.
Yeah. Remember, I've seen the one girl and her man. He's not in.
Yeah. Mickey.
He's not. Yeah. Remember seen her live, dude. Are we seeing her there? She was.
That's what I tried to tell Sage. Like, if he would have seen her live that way there, he would have like, okay, this Jazzbo on Smack on Raw now is nothing compared to what she used to be.
Yeah, she in person, dude, I ain't gonna lie. She's still pretty on TV, but she's just getting older. But she's still very attractive. But her outfits are retarded, though. That's the only one I don't like.
Now, I'm trying to think. Did everybody give their thoughts on Undertaker and Roman Reigns? I know I did. Wags, did you?
Oh, yeah, because I did the FU.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Jesus.
We know bugging.
That's our baby weight hour, bud.
Huh?
Well, what about you, Sage? did you give your full thing on the match?
Double D, we play some Grand Theft after this?
We'll see.
I got it on NBA 2K, but I paused the game because I went on your broadcast, started talking to you guys.
More or less, I gave my thoughts. Fuck Roman Reigns.
When you look at this whole show, and I wanna ask you guys, you know, since it's later, Wags, I don't know what you got going on tomorrow. Is anybody able, like Wags, are you able to take like a half hour, an hour tomorrow to do the 3 year anniversary celebration show?
What time you want to do it?
What time works best for you? Cause I'm free anytime after 4 in the afternoon.
After 4 is nice. Cavaliers play at 1, so don't fucking talk to me there and then.
I'm free anytime after 4.
Anytime after 4 should be fine. I mean, so. Cause I'm doing a side job tomorrow at 1, but.
Okay.
But it's canceled, so.
Most likely I'll be free after 4.
Me too.
Okay. And Buggin, you'll be free after 4 after the Cavs game?
Yes.
Alright, cool. So now that we got everybody's opinion of WrestleMania, this is the big thing that I want to go around the table with you guys here. After you take everything into consideration, I'm going to say a few words before we get into ratings. I was there, as you guys know, I got there on Thursday afternoon, the Thursday before WrestleMania. I have a travel vlog that I'm working on editing, and I'm going to have a full travel vlog up on the channel for all of you to enjoy. But I had the most incredible week. I really did. You know, Thursday, got to meet Sasha Banks at Access, got to meet Bobby Roode and Austin Aries and Nia Jax at Access as well. You know, WrestleCon came the next day on Friday. I got to meet Sting and Wolfpack Sting. The face paint. And I got to meet Deborah, Vader. You know, there was a lot of good experiences at WrestleCon. One experience I want to touch on with Vader, because I feel this is important for every wrestling fan to know that was not there, that didn't get to experience what I experienced. I walked into the Hyatt Regency in Orlando, and I sat down waiting for my buddy Anthony to park the car. And I'm sitting there, and lo and behold, Vader comes walking in. Vader comes walking in with the camera crew. They sit down right next to me. Vader just sits down right next to me. You know, I'm just sitting there, you know, playing it cool, and I'm kind of collecting my thoughts, you know, thinking on what I want to say, because I want to say something to him before, you know, he gets up and moves on, you know, to go to his signing. And I went up to him, and you know, I said his name, and, you know, I told him, you know, thank you for your contribution to the pro wrestling business. You know, it will never be forgotten. You know, it will always be appreciated by me, and I'm sure all of your fans around the world. And I just want to say thank you, and we all love you. And, you know, Vader just sat there, and he reached out his hand, and he shook my hand, and, you know, we just looked at each other eye to eye, and he kind of nodded his head, you know, to me. But it's like I could tell, you know, I was even trying not to tear up myself, but I could tell that Vader, it was almost like he had a little tear in his eyes. It was emotional, because, I mean, we all know the situation with, you know, Mr. Vader, and it's unfortunate. And then the camera crew that he had with him after, you know, I talked to Vader, I turned around, the camera crew handed me this, it was a red pamphlet. I'll have to show you guys on air, maybe during the 3-year anniversary special. I'll show you. It was a little red pamphlet, and it said, Big Van Vader, 2 years to live, a Big Van Vader documentary. So Vader is in the midst of filming a documentary of the last 2 years of his life. And, you know, I happened to be there with him and share a moment, and the camera crews were filming. Now, whether or not that is going to make it on the documentary, I can't tell you. It's all a matter of, you know, how they edit this thing and what scenes they pick to be in. But I know the camera crew was filming because they were right behind me when I was talking to them and exchanging a few words with them. And, you know, after that, I went into WrestleCon, did my thing, met a few people. Then I went to meet Hulk Hogan, which was, you know, incredible. Think of Hulk Hogan what you will, but the man's a legend, and to meet the Hulkster was definitely a experience that I'll never forget. And then, you know, Friday night going to the Hall of Fame, seeing everybody get inducted that got inducted. My favorite inductees were DDP and Kurt Angle. I mean, I pretty much loved everybody that went in, though. They had some good speeches, some great times. And then, you know, Saturday going to take over Orlando, which was an absolutely phenomenal show. You know, Bobby Roode Nakamura and like a 30-minute classic with Bobby Roode retaining the NXT title, Oscar retaining the NXT women's title, you know, Authors of Pain retaining their NXT tag titles. All new NXT title belts were presented that night. That's like a new era of NXT started. Was an incredible, incredible show. And, you know, then the next day, going to Camping World, going to WrestleMania, Camping World Stadium. Just, you know, an experience like all the others, you know. They all have their own, feel to them. They're all special in their own way. And to be in that stadium and to be relocated and have the seat that I had and just had the great view that I had and got to see The Undertaker in all his glory for the last time was just awe-inspiring. And, you know, let me tell you, if you're a wrestling fan, if you didn't have a tear in your eye for when The Undertaker said goodbye to the WWE Universe, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you, because that's about as big as a tearjerker moment as you're going to get.
When he did what he did, not to cut you off, but I want to say my piece real quick. When I realized what he was doing when he got back into the ring, I didn't legitimately cry, but I was definitely emotional to where I'm like, wow, this is really it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not saying like sit there, you know, bawling your eyes out type crying, just like, you know, you're standing there in shock. You know, maybe you get a little teary-eyed or, you know, something along those lines, but it was
an emotional moment for me, for sure, because it was legit what he was doing.
It was something that just, I can't even explain. I had a feeling like that when he lost the streak, but this feeling was different to a degree to know that this was really the end and to see, you know, to see it just end the way it did. And then to go to Raw on Monday night and see the return of Finn Balor, see Roman Reigns get booed the fuck out of the building for 15 minutes to where he can't utter a word except saying, this is my yard now. You know, Raw was incredible. SmackDown was incredible. Seeing Shinsuke Nakamura debut. And then Wednesday for the NXT tapings was absolutely incredible. Getting to sit in Full Sail University in the second row of ringside. And if you watch NXT from a couple weeks back, you can clearly see me on camera getting a close-up view on NXT. I mean, it was, you know, the whole week just blew me away. And I wanted to share, you know, these little things with you about the whole weekend, about how everything went, but you'll see everything in the travel vlog when I put that up. But now I want to go around the table and ask everybody, you know, we expected big things from WrestleMania, and I'm just curious, when this was all said and done, how did you feel, and what was your final rating on a scale of 1 to 10? I guess since Buggin popped in here now, Buggin, how did you feel about WrestleMania 33 in the grand scheme of things?
There was a lot of moments in the beginning to where I was very discouraged of how they started it out. Like, you had matches that were pre-show that should have been main events. That's just my opinion. Like, I understand the whole Andre the Giant, Royal Rumble, that's fine. When you got Dean Ambrose doing he's a belt holder and he's in a pre-show, not cool, dude. It's fucking stupid. There's other parts of the Romania that I didn't like, but, I would say overall it was better than maybe the last two previous years. I don't know. It is what it is. Like, there's moments I felt like frustrated and like certain people I wanted to win that didn't win. And then there was moments where I was excited who people that won. So, I mean, I don't know. I would say, out of 10, I'd probably give it a 7 maybe. That's just my opinion.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Sage, where you stand?
I gotta agree with Buggin. I think there were certain matches that could have been on the main show that just so happened to be on the pre-show, like the Austin Aries and Neville match. But overall, it was, I mean, maybe I'm biased to it because I was with friends or whatever, but I think watching it with a group of people is so much better than analyzing it on yourself, because with my friends, I think it was pretty good Mania, much better than 32. But analyzing it right now, as we've had for the past hour and a bit, it wasn't all that great.
Oh, by the way, sorry to cut you off, but look at this. There's me on NXT right next to Nikki Cross. If you could see that on camera, I got a frozen shot.
Nice.
That's at Full Sail University. But sorry about that, Sage. I just wanted to pull that up real quick, but please continue.
Nikki Cross got a fatty.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that it was my favorite wrestler of all time's last match and him losing to fucking Reigns, it sort of left a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Scale of 1 to 10 or 8,
yeah.
8 through
1? 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
I'd give it a 6.5.
Yeah, it sounds like a fair number. I mean, you know, I understand definitely where your points are coming from, you know. And, Wags, let's move along to you.
I agree with Buggin, and also I agree with Sage. I mean, could have been better, most definitely, if they would have rearranged the matches a little bit better. But being since I had to rewatch it watch most of it the next day, I'm going to be generous only because I like Mania every year, and it's one of my favorite pay-per-views. The performance, I mean, we don't talk about performances on here, but that fucking, I'd say the halftime performance sucked.
Yeah,
most definitely, because I'm tired of seeing not Pitbull, but fucking Flo Rida every fucking year in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I mean, and I'm not going to disgrace Roman because I've already done that enough tonight, but I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give it an 8. 8.5.
I did like the Randy Orton intro, and there's a couple of intros that I like, because they used like the whole stage, like yeah. With Randy Orton, they had the snake and stuff.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. But with Bray Wyatt, it just got fucked.
Was it It was somebody that used the flame. They used the flames like all the way down to.
That was Seth.
Seth Rollins, yeah, right?
That was Seth.
So there's a couple of entrances I really, really, really liked. And I thought Triple H's was pretty gay. I'll ride down a motorcycle. I'm cool. No, you're not.
Hey, seeing her in plaid leather pants was great, though.
Hey, seen his wife? Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I know. I know. Double D had a boner.
Oh, I had to hide mine.
did you see that picture I put up earlier, buddy?
Oh, here it is. Here it is. He's gonna do it.
I'll show
you. He's gonna torture me now. Come on now. I can't watch now because I gotta.
This is the best image bugging of WrestleMania.
Oh, right there. Are you gonna spank to it later?
Oh God, really, dude?
Hey, I would. I'll probably say it. I'm American.
This.
We're off the air though.
Hey, man, I don't care.
This man screenshotted the picture though, and he saved it.
Todd, I swear to God, really T, we better meet her if I ever get to go to Mania with you.
Oh my God, can you picture you and me both meeting there? That'd be like a dream come true.
We might drool by the time we get up there, we have the fucking floor wet.
If I'm there, we can all hold hands.
Okay. Deal.
Yeah, we'll skip too.
Yeah, so we will.
Well, no, we'll do run over. Run over Stephanie right over. Yeah, and not let her break the rope.
Stage, you better be there to hold hands with us, bitch.
Yeah, gonna have
He better be recording it.
Y'all gonna have a circle jerk to Stephanie? Nah, I'm good, man.
Hey!
Now, if this was for Alexa Bliss, I'd be the number one person in line.
Hey, where's Alexa Bliss from?
She's from She's from my house. That's where she's from. What are you talking about? She got that ring on her finger because of me. What are you talking about? Fuck Buddy Murphy. I'll fuck Buddy Murphy up, his Australian bitch ass. Fuck out of here.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys straight up, and we're going to wrap it up with this. My thoughts on WrestleMania 33. I mean, you know, when I take it all into consideration, and I really peel it back, and I really think of it all. If I was sitting at home, and I got to tell everybody this now, only to be fair. When you're there live in the crowd, your rating is going to be much higher all the time. You know, bar none. It really will be. I mean, if I was at home watching this by myself, I'm talking by myself, no party, you know, no WrestleMania party, no friends over, you know, no going to WrestleMania, just me and myself sitting and watching the show alone. The show would have probably been a 5, maybe a 6. And the reason why I say that, because when you're by yourself and you watch a show like this, there's a lot that you really could have nitpicked and a lot that you really could have said, oh, this could have been better. Like Triple H and Rollins could have been better. You know, all these other matches, like the women's matches could have been better. There were so many things that they could have did better if it was only due to, you know, good booking decisions, but good booking decisions, of course, were not made. And, you know, it suffered in the end, but I have to give my rating as how I felt, you know, being there. I'm giving you my rating on how it probably would have went down if I was at home watching this by myself. But for me, being in that arena, being around the electric atmosphere, witnessing what I've witnessed, witnessing The Undertaker's last match, witnessing The Undertaker retire, getting to see Jim Ross walk down the aisle and call The Undertaker's final match, getting to see The Undertaker rise from the floor in his entrance and walk down the ramp, which I knew he wasn't going to walk the whole ramp because it was too long. So they made like a halfway point from where he came up through the floor, and then when he walked back after he retired, stood on it, held his arm up and lowered into the floor. And when the gong went off and faded to black, just like how it did on TV, just to tell you guys this. What you guys saw on TV when Undertaker's gong went off and it faded to black, that's exactly how the show ended in the arena. There was nothing that continued. That was it. Undertaker's gear stayed in the ring as the ring crew was tearing down the ring and the staging set up, that ring gear stayed there in that ring with the respect of Mark Calloway, The Undertaker. And I got to go with my experience at that arena, and I got to say straight up, you know, it has to be for me a 10 out of 10 because that's an arena, that's an experience that you could never get back. Now, if you were, like I said, if I was there at home, would have been different, but being there live, 10 out of 10, no doubt.
I respect that.
And that is indeed, guys, WrestleMania 33.
All right, so we sign this up then? I'm about to hop online.
Yep. What do you guys, you guys got any final words that you want to say regarding, anything else, or are you good?
I hope the next WrestleMania is better.
Yeah. Especially in New Orleans. It's gotta be.
That's all I can hope say.
I think it will be. WrestleMania 34 should be a great one from New Orleans.
Oh, the next pay-per-view is good too.
As long as Taker gets next inducted, weekend. As long as Taker gets inducted, I'll be happy. Cause if this is indeed his last match, then I hope he gets inducted. If not, then he makes a fucking return.
I was gonna say it's a given for him to get inducted, right?
It's yeah. Gotta be.
Nobody else deserves it more than he does, other than Vince McMahon himself, if you ask me.
Remember in the late 90s how much you hated Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
But now you look at him like, I respect you for what you did, kind of feeling.
But that's yep. Because we're smarter about the business.
Dude, everybody hated Vince McMahon. I'm like, I fucking hate this guy.
That's because we're smart about the business and how things goes. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have no WrestleMania 33 to review.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You can't knock it. But there is times you're like, oh my god, I hate this guy.
Yeah, like him pushing Roman Reigns and shoving him saying. Down our throats.
Oh my god, here we go.
It's not an opinion, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Yep.
Damn, it was a fact so much that he had to leave.
You're a cruel and unusual, bro.
Fuck Roman Reigns, that's why.
Well, that's without a shadow of doubt. But.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Well, guys, where did Buggin go?
He want to go play to his Roman Reigns statue.
Legs, where did Buggin go?
I think he either got kicked or it bounced him out probably by accident.
Because
he was talking a little bit and then just...
Huh.
You're the only one lucky tonight after last time I seen you on live. From Thursday. Or not, oh my god, I said Thursday. I meant to say Tuesday. Wow.
Thursday Night SmackDown?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Fucking A, man.
Back in the day, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about Attitude Era and shit.
The good old days, huh?
Yeah. But at least it's fucking live now. And it's not no fucking record shit. And you got to watch and get to find out what happened after Monday.
Yeah, that's true.
But SmackDown, step it the fuck up again. Don't disappoint me anymore.
Please.
Well, we had fun, guys.
Yeah, I always have fun here. I mean, you guys are like my homies, and David's definitely my brother. I mean, he knows he is. You guys just added to a clan of me.
Oh, we always have
fun. I missed you fuckers big time, trust me. Being on a minute sucked.
I missed you too, man. I mean,
Sage, I love you like a brother, man. You make me somewhat feisty, but it's fun though.
Oh,
and David, you know I love your ass.
All good. I just couldn't take any more about Roman Reigns. That's why I'm
yeah.
Yo, Buggin probably hates
hates me so much, yo.
I don't hate you. I just was tired of hearing about it. That's all.
All right. I mean, we're done reviewing the show. So no more Roman Reigns hate for you. We're good.
I love you like a brother. That's all that matters.
Hey man, I'm glad we guys are all like a big happy family right here. You know?
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been episode number 47 of Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast, guys. And let's see what time it was for Saturday, April 22nd, 2017, and now it's crossed over into Sunday, April 23rd, 2017. After midnight here.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep. But anyway, guys, we reviewed WrestleMania. We had a great time for Wags. And hopefully we'll all be back tomorrow night or afternoon or whatever for the 3-year Beyond the Ring with Big T 3-year anniversary special episode. I look forward to doing that. Bugging is holding up his PBR for a big cheers to that one. If I had one, I'd cheers back to you, brother. There we go. Wags holding up the Bud Light.
Hey, though, I'm empty. I want more. But, damn it.
Hey, Wags, come up. I got more.
Tempting.
You
very
can
much.
Come up. Be nice to see you.
Yeah.
But you guys, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
I gotta be the asshole and do this.
Wags, I got a 30.
Oh, I bet. I should have known. I didn't even have to even ask. Because it's Saturday.
Come on up, man.
Fuck a drink with me, guys. I wanna get wasted with other people and nobody.
Come down here!
Stay, do you want me to call you after we hang up?
No, we should stay on here and get fucked up. Fuck that.
No,
fuck,
I want to get off because I want a game.
Go game, but stay on, motherfucker. Game and stay on, motherfucker.
Wags, get your ass up here.
Hey, and y'all should add me on PS4. What the hell are y'all doing not adding me on PS4?
Oh, you need to add me right now. Here, all right. Tell me your
wait,
thing.
Wait. No, let's go offline and then I'll give it to you.
Hottest text to you, bro. Sage, you got a good point. I apologize. I'll text it to you.
All right, I'm out.
I'm out. Wag, get your ass up here. I'm out.
Fucking remote, man.
Go ahead, T. Call it, man. Call it. Sign us out, man.
All right, guys. Well, thank you all for coming on, and you all have a great night, and we will talk to you hopefully tomorrow night. It's been episode number 47 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. I love you all. Hope you enjoyed our thoughts on WrestleMania 33. Take care. I love you all. And until next time, good night, everybody.